I got a foreigner here.
A London tourist.
Do you think I'm damn sexy?
I'm afraid not.
Go along, London tourist.
Hey, guy from London, we kicked your ass. That's why we got a constitution. Because America is number one. Goodbye, Mr. London.
The pretty girl was angered. The man from London didn't think he was a pretty girl.
The Don and Mike Show. Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast from the studios of WNEW, New York, New York. You can still call Don and Mike for free at 877-365-3636.
Word.
But turn your radio down.
Right.
No calls to rape women. When they're coming to your town.
Sit down, Danny.
No calls to play the name game.
Hey.
And don't call telling jokes.
Jim Neighbors didn't have any friends, but
show anytime for free at 1-877-365-3636. But please, turn your radio down and no calls to play the name game. No who would you do calls. No calls about rating women. No calls asking, when are we coming to your town? And no jokes. That's 1-877-365-3636.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And the door opens, and I get to say, ladies and gentlemen, God of everything that is jizz-tastic, wow, please welcome Phil Daddy Huckberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away.
Do you know what I found out about Phil?
God damn, you're overmodulating. What?
He's not a fish eater.
Okay, Robbie.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. W. What did I write?
He forgot what he wrote. Is it something about his DWI?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. DWI and all the ships at sea. I got to work on my penmanship. Hey, they're big fans of the sitcom character Deacon Your Mouth.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
All right, Robbie. Well done. And who knew that he actually writes that gag out every day in advance?
I always thought it was off the top of his head.
New episode is Friday. November 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh.
Thank you, Jimmy. 877-365-3636. Your hotline to the hits. Our show, of course, is peppered with your telephone calls for the second day in a row. We are coming to you via the auspices of our New York City flagship radio station, WNEW.
Peppered.
Yeah, we had a great lunch today.
We did indeed. A wonderful lunch.
I want to tell you about that, our lunch with Pete Johnson. And we went out, we watched Mike buy some pornos. We actually helped Mike buy some porno magazines.
I always appreciate the assistance.
And I guess we should talk about George W.'s DWI.
Yeah.
Last night at dinner, you didn't join us for dinner, but we had a celebrity sighting last night.
Who was that?
At the restaurant, Senator John McCain, fresh off the campaign trail.
How about you, Mike?
Hi there, Johnny McCain.
How about you? Yeah, you know, last night when we got done with the show, after being outside for an hour in my diaper,
right.
And incidentally, everywhere all over WNEW today, I've seen those very flattering pictures, including the one
just of my ass, which is available at www.new.com.
They got those pictures up on the website, lickety-split.
Yeah, when we left here last night, I wasn't feeling quite 100%.
So you were aware of that.
And we were planning on having last night be one of those special occasions.
Yes.
But
I remember I said to Rob, when I said, Rob, are you going to have a martini? And Rob declined, and I said, you'd feel differently if your boyfriend was here.
Yeah, well, you know, Rob is my enabler, and I am his enabler. And
we had a very sedate evening.
Chain is broken, what can I say?
A very mellow evening, and we were all kind of beat. You know, was tired after being on the streets of Manhattan yesterday.
So we made up for it today when we went out to lunch.
Oh, yeah.
We invited Pete Johnson, our engineer.
Peter Johnson joined us, although a bit tardy, he joined us for lunch.
And I don't know what Pete got out of this lunch. Oh, incidentally, it was a great lunch for no other reason than, once again, we stuck Buzz with the bill.
Thanks, yes, guys. Yes, Buzz gets a little flustered when we do that.
This time, Buzz was really pissed that we stuck him with the bill.
Yeah, he was a little, he was so pissed he actually started to sign his name without whipping his credit card out.
Yeah, the girl came over and brought us the bill, and Buzz said, I need a pen.
Yeah, I mean, he started writing it down. We said, what are you signing your name for, Buzz? You have to get your credit card out. He's like, I don't know. Just want to get that over with.
But anyway, and you know what else Buzz was flustered? Buzz was flustered when we were having our discussion with Pete about our wives.
Yes, our funny little silly discussion about our wives.
At one point, now what we're trying to do is elicit a response from Pete, because Pete's telling us about his wife, how his wife has made him a turkey sandwich and he's not going to be able to eat it for lunch today.
He's telling us how his wife is angered at him because he's got so much crap out in the garage that he needs to clean out.
So we start going around the table. And I say to Pete, well, you know what? When my wife won't listen to me, what I do is I take a cigar.
Right.
And I just burn her with a cigar. And Pete,
now, we all know, of course, that is pure fiction and hysterically funny because it's absolutely unreal.
Right.
Pete doesn't necessarily know that.
Okay. So then he goes to Mike, and Mike says, well, I like to fill the bathtub with water and just put my wife's head under long enough that, you know, that she retains consciousness, but just long enough so that she learns.
And then Rob did his shtick. About, I forgot what it was you did,
what was
Rob.
What was yours, Rob?
A brand new bar of Ivory soap and a tube sock.
There you go.
Right, so
we're going around the table, and then we say, and of course Charlie Broyle, even though he's not married, he's the worst of us because after three dates, the girls just disappear.
They go forever, and Pete Johnson didn't really know what to make of this, and conspicuously silent was Buzz Burbank.
So I said, hey Buzz, come on, tell Pete what you do to your wife, and this apparently is where Buzz will draw the line.
He draws the line, but we created a fictitious story of Buzz putting Marcia's feet into a snowblower.
And cutting off her toes just because she wouldn't listen.
So she doesn't wear open-toed shoes anymore. And Pete, I still don't think knows what to make of us. And, you know, is not really familiar with our insanity when we're sitting there at lunch. And it is really insane. I mean, it's a bunch of guys that have been together for a very long time that can have a conversation like that and keep a straight face.
And at one point, I was talking with Pete later about something, about Frida buying this freezer or whatever that she's so into now. And I said, yeah, well, I hope she enjoys it because it'll be a good burning in her future tonight.
And he didn't laugh.
He didn't laugh.
Yeah, he was concerned.
He just looked at me.
Yeah, totally. And then we keep going, though. That won't slow us down for one second.
No, everybody except one. And Buzz, officially, that's the reason you got stuck with the check today.
I understand.
Because when it was playtime with Pete,
exactly.
You refused to play. I threw the ball right to you. We went all the way around the table.
Sure.
And I said, and Buzz, why don't you tell Pete about the things you do to your wife?
Well, actually, I would be the one who would be abused in that relationship.
Yeah, it's immediately.
Yeah, right. And all of a sudden, all the steam's taken out because, you know, if there's one guy that's not playing along with the gag,
it doesn't work because then we realize what idiots we sound like.
We're talking about burning.
That's horrible. That's the function I serve.
Yes. Burning and drowning.
Yeah, we suddenly realize what we're doing, and it takes all the fun out of it.
So we went out today with Peter Johnson, and we're going to bring him in here. I think we're going to have him dialing for transvestites at some point on today's show.
That is a wonderful idea.
Well, we had a great lunch, and thanks again, Buzz.
Certainly.
You know, you'll be reimbursed for that, of course.
Absolutely.
And And then we went out. Do we have the tape yet of Mike buying his magazines? Are they working on that right now?
I think they're working on it.
Still working on it?
They're editing.
Yeah, still editing? 2 minutes? Just 2 minutes and we'll have that. Let's take a phone call.
Very good.
And then we'll get the tape of Mike buying his magazines. And some interesting twists today.
Yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. We went to my number one kiosk, and the same guy was there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Dynamite.
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
Yes, this is the Deacon Your Mouth guy.
All right, how you doing, Deacon Your Mouth guy?
All right, I was just calling to tell you I tried to get that joke on the show for about 2 years.
Wow.
Well, I finally had my opportunity.
I hope we gave you the response that you were looking forward to.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, see, it just goes to show that if the material is good enough...
You can wait.
We don't, and we don't get pissed at every idiot caller that calls the show.
No, because he got the laugh from everybody when he did that yesterday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, hola.
Hello.
It's that line, and it's our line.
It is our fault. We spent a lot of time yesterday yelling at that hillbilly.
Yep, it's our fault.
Saying that he was on the same line as an internet connection.
Right. So one of our request lines actually has an internet connection?
Must be. Must be sharing the line. Hello? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, hi. Hi, sweetie. What can we do for you?
I would like to ask what was that comment about the Londonio left yesterday?
You'd like to what? You have to speak up. There's an internet connection in the background.
Oh, I see. So that was yesterday that Mike had, Don had a comment to that London guy.
Yes, to the London guy. Yes. What about it, honey?
Why did you do that? Why are you so proud?
I am proud.
You enjoyed yesterday so good.
Honey, I am proud to be an American. There would be no America if we hadn't broken away from the British rule.
And let me also enlighten you, ma'am, that this is a comedy radio show, and yelling that at an ally, a Brit, on the street is funny.
An ally to you, Mike.
No, this show, I had no problem. I just didn't understand why he had to do that.
Because it was funny.
And, honey, listen, don't forget. Wait, are you an American citizen?
I don't agree.
Hey, listen to me right now.
That was very funny.
Hey, listen to me.
But it's very, very much.
Listen, are you an American citizen?
No, I am not.
Oh, okay. Well, who are you?
In England for 5 years.
That's the problem.
Oh, so you hate the United States of America?
Not at all. My husband is American.
Oh, that's fine.
My children are American.
Keep living in a country where you have some old bitch 100 years old who doesn't really have anything to do with passing of laws. Just have her there as your figurehead. That's good. And keep having your lawyers wear wigs in court. That's good, too. And keep driving on the wrong side of the road.
Don't do that to me.
And listen to me.
I didn't.
And listen to me. Don't you ever forget that America's the greatest country in the world, and we broke your balls. The year was 17...
I'm British, so that's...
The year was 1776.
Sit down, John.
Well, I hope you had fun, but I, you know, a part of that, you're sitting in your car...
And furthermore, I'm going to tell you something else.
...with fast food and having...
I'm going to tell you something else.
You Americans don't do anything.
Listen,
no style, no...
The Beach Boys...
Hey, Don, you have to give her an invitation.
To what, Mike?
To leave. Leave our country.
If I could, I would love to tell the INSOFIS to let me leave the country, and I would love to go.
Go, get out of here. Just leave. Leave illegally.
How do we get a crazy bitch like this on the show?
But it's very nice to talk to me like that.
Now listen, treason. What you're saying is treason.
Listen to me. The Beach Boys kill the Beatles anytime in a battle of the bands.
Anyway, I think, you know, every time someone just has a comment...
Where are you from originally?
I am Hungarian.
Hungarian?
Hungarian.
Like Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Zsa Zsa Gabor. But I think,
Rob,
you know,
has
every
a poem. Rob has a poem. Hey, lady.
Hey, lady.
Hey, lady.
Hey, Connie.
Rob has a poem about Zsa Zsa Gabor. Zsa Zsa Gabor is a big fat...
That's all right. I agree with that. I never said she's not.
All right.
But, you know,
and your country sucks, too.
I wanted to say that everything else is fine. I didn't like that comment yesterday.
Well, I don't care if you liked it or not. I was speaking the truth.
Okay, that's fine, too.
That's fine.
Don't talk to me.
All right, why don't you go back to your country? I know what you're hungry for.
And what is your country famous for? Goulash?
Please.
Hungarian goulash. What else?
For example.
I shouldn't say that. My wife's part Hungarian.
Well, you know,
Hungary is a sucky country, man.
Lots of movie directors.
Who?
For example, Esterhazy.
Who?
Ginsburg.
Who?
Who?
Hey, you ever heard of a chap named Spielberg? He's an American, honey.
Yes, he's American.
That's right.
There are lots of Hungarians.
No, no. Hungary's not known for anything. Hungry man.
Goulash.
But you are not very good then.
That's it. Hungary is known for nothing.
Hungry man. Writing with ballpoint pens? Well, that was a Hungarian guy who
you met. No, no, you're wrong. His name was Victor Bick, and he's
right.
An American.
No,
it was that guy on the airplane. It was a pilot. Pilot Ben.
That's right. Vic Bick.
Never mind. I just let you go on with your show. It's
yes, let us go and do our show.
Better than I am, anyway.
Why don't you take, a leave of absence from the United States of America?
Because my husband is American.
Your husband.
That poor man.
The office doesn't let me to leave the country.
There's the man
months.
I feel sorry
that
for.
That poor sucker.
The man married to you. That's sad.
All right,
thank
honey.
You very much. Listen, that was very nice.
Keep enjoying the freedoms that this great country, America, gives you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk about how much you like London better than the United States.
I didn't say that. I just said that I had more fun there.
You had more fun there.
Good.
And I'll tell you something. If you can't have fun in the United States, there's something wrong with you.
In Virginia. What's fun here?
Honey, you wouldn't know fun if it came up and bit you in your gigantic Hungarian ass.
What's fun in Virginia?
Apart of listening to your show, there is nothing else here.
Please, Jesus.
Okay, I hope you had a lot of fun making fun of me. Thank you very much.
We've not even started yet. We haven't started. Give us some time. You know what's fun in Virginia? The Reston Pet Farm.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to spend a couple hours just squeezing the pimples on your big Hungarian ass. I really would.
Why cannot you talk civilized?
I'm talking very civilized. I would pull that babushka back off your head, that do-rag off your head.
Sorry, babushka is Russian.
Yes, same thing. Hungarian.
Very smart.
Hungarian, Russian, same thing.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
And then I give you what
can
for.
Can I put the phone down because I don't want you to call me back?
We're not going to call you back.
We're not going to call you back, honey.
No, you know what? No. You're braver. You're braver. She's gone.
There she is. Okay.
She's braver than a lot of listeners that do the run thing, the runaway thing.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hungarians are brave.
That's a great first call.
Yes, it was delightful.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Jack Cassidy. I've been summoned from the grave, Mike. How are you?
Oh, come on, that's an awful Jack Cassidy.
A horrible Jack.
Jesus
Jack Cassidy is up here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Who is that? Trashing the United States of America.
Hello.
Hello. I just want to speak with the two guys. I'm a really, really, I agree with that girl.
Turn down your radio,
oh, my
please.
God. It's another person not from this country.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Europe.
Turn your radio down, you moron.
Turn your radio down.
What
country are you from?
Well, what Euro?
I say my husband is American.
Hold on. Listen, what Euro trash are you?
Oh no, trashy. And I come from part of Europe that they do better sex. And you know the T-shirt that Madonna wear, Italian do it better.
Jesus,
are you from Italy?
Of course I am.
Hey, from Italy.
All right, so you got a big mustache.
I'm a wop, guys.
Oh, now watch that.
Okay, all right.
Well, actually, I disagree a little bit with the woman because, to tell you the truth, I mean, this is my second time here in the United States.
Hey, you will listen.
And I went to Virginia and West Virginia.
Now, you will listen to me. This is a great the country.
She sounds foxier.
No, I don't say that you don't have freedom over here, but I really don't know where the people go, where they have fun. I mean, the only thing I see over here is just, cars
goodbye,
up and down.
Honey. Goodbye, honey. That's two gigantic asses I would have spent all weekend just squeezing pimples on.
Yeah, but it'll make a wonderful recipe.
A big Hungarian ass and a big Italian ass. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi,
please turn your radio down.
Oh, yeah.
What does everybody have their radio turned up today for?
Hello?
Hold on.
Come on, hold it. It's a little knob. Turn it to the left.
Hello?
Yeah.
Where am I?
Christ, yes.
Hey.
What?
Hey, let me sing a song for you.
What?
Let me sing a song for you.
A song about what?
About Jay Owen.
A song about Jay Owen.
I have a prediction this is not going to be a good song.
Okay, well, I'll let him go with it. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
In my day and in my time, I used to J-O all the time. Went to school, got more sense. Now we use that hole in the fence. Thank you very much.
All right.
Boy, shocker.
Shocker, that was bad.
Sorry, Mr. Talent Evaluator.
All right.
You can always tell, it's like, hey.
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing fine.
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
I was calling because last night I saw the gayest show on Fox about the women begging the men to marry them.
Now, listen, I would not categorize the show as gay. I watched it. I didn't go out with the boys last night. I watched it. I wouldn't categorize it as gay. I would categorize it as bad TV. Here was the setup. You had five couples.
Was it like American Psycho?
It was like a cross between like Forgive and Forget and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Now,
five very desperate women,
right,
who have boyfriends, and they bring the boyfriends on TV, and they have like 30 minutes to decide if they want to marry these women or not on TV.
Right.
And what sucked about it was, first, well, it made the women just look pitiful,
pathetic,
that it was these poor women who've been dating these losers, and it was like, come on TV and please, I'm going to ask you now to marry me, please marry me. And
that's so wrong anyway, the girls asking the guys.
And the thing that pissed me off is that they had five couples, and I kept waiting for the one guy who was going to have the balls when she said, will you marry me, to say, no, but all five couples ended up getting married.
Well, then there's no suspense then if they all get married.
Lame. No, but they didn't tell you that up front.
Of course not.
They kept saying, you know, at any time the guys can back out.
It'd be horrible though if one of the guys said no, but you know, you see the woman just go, I hate you.
I wish that would have happened.
Stop it, you crazy son of a bitch.
Stop it, you're hurting me. You're hurting me. You're burning me with a cigar and then you're holding my head underneath the bathtub.
You have to be such a tasteless bastard.
And you're hitting me with a sock that has ivory soap.
Putting my feet inside a snowblower.
I'm like, Chef. And you're taking me out to a cornfield that I'm never going to leave. That was the one we had for Broyhill.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard a recap of lunch.
Charlie Broyhill on the third day takes his girlfriends out to the cornfield.
Right, exactly. Never to be heard from again.
And then they're just gone.
Charlie Broyhill. Wanted man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Mike?
Yeah.
Hi, you going to go see the Legend of Tiger Vance? This weekend?
Tiger. The Legend of Tiger Vance.
I read a horrible review of the Legend of Bagger Vance.
Well, at the end of the movie, you find out Will Smith's an angel.
Well, that's the guy just trying to ruin the movie for you.
Well, guess what? I wasn't planning to go see the movie anyway at all.
Hello,
right now.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Is this me?
Yes.
Hey, Don and Mike, how y'all doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you very much.
York County, PA here. Love you up here on WYK.
Right, thank you.
Got some interesting Hungarian trivia for you.
All right.
A famous act from Hungary is Bela Lugosi.
All right.
He sucks. He was from Budapest.
Get it? He was Dracula. Did you get that, Rob? He sucks.
And he had to flee Hungary in the revolution in 1918, and he came to the States in 1920.
He had fleas.
Hold on. Let's just stop for 1 second and think how very little collectively we care.
Very
about
frustrating
Hungary.
If you have to go back that far, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, if he's your big name, Bela Lugosi is your big name, your big draw Hungarian.
I hate to bring this up, but you need to find out what's going on in the next room, because I see Broyhill laughing and spraying Lysol, and the guy in there with him covering his nose.
Well, I bet that Broyhill's just farting out the lunch that
Charlie chronically farts during the entire show.
He's just farting out the lunch that Buzz just so graciously bought him, and he has forced Eddie Trunk out of the next studio.
Are you farting out your urban-crusted tuna?
Tremendously.
I've
cleared that room in a matter of about 5 minutes. Now I understand why the last guy had to go.
Yeah. The last guy actually had a real issue with it. Get it?
Issue?
All right, so do you got the tape done of my
porno? It's in the machine right there. Hit play.
Hit play on, which is it? CD 1, 2,
it's
3?
CD record.
CD record. Got it. Thank you. Please don't talk to me like an idiot.
I hadn't yet.
You were starting to.
Yes, I was.
Boys.
You know a board.
Come on, get out. No, I don't know everything on this board.
But you know a board.
Get out. Get out.
You can read. I'm not ready to.
Goodbye.
Boys, this is always the time in the trip to New York where we get testy with one another. Please.
You know what he did to me the other day? He really pissed me off the other day.
What did he do?
When it was, he was on the phone with someone. I came out and I said, it was something like, I need to ask you a question. And he talks to me like I'm fine. I will answer your question. What did you remember what you said to me?
No.
It was something like, I will answer your question.
No, I don't.
In due time, as soon as I finish the task that I'm working on now.
That's right.
I did that?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Every trip we have to New York should just be entitled Waiting for Charlie.
The other day?
It was the other day at home.
Really?
Back at home, up in your office.
Yeah. Waiting for Bagger Broyhill.
I don't remember that.
I know you were mad because we were late for lunch today.
Yeah.
I was late because I was waiting on him.
Waiting for me.
Waiting on him.
Yeah, I just can't hang up when someone calls to do something for the show.
See, and that's what we get to. I'm sorry. I'm a busy person. Yeah. And I'm,
all you had to do was eat a basket of bread.
Yeah.
And I just ate a clutter.
F you.
You want to tug on, don't you?
I want to throw something. I can't find anything.
Am I wrong?
I ate a basket of bread. Yes, because I was hungry right now. I only had a roll or so.
That was last night. A roll.
I had a roll. I like my bread. I also ran today, so that's okay. I mean, you know, so I can have a basket of bread.
And a pound of butter.
It wasn't a pound. It was a tablespoon.
Basket. It was the hardest butter I'd ever seen in my life.
It was so hard. I mean, it was really, I was starting to hurt my knuckles. Scraping my knuckles.
So anyway, I pressed CD record.
Yeah.
Right here, B? Great. Okay, got it. So Mike goes out on the street to buy his porno.
My favorite little kiosk.
Somebody just pressed the button. Oh, I got you. Oh, I pressed the remote controller. See, there's more than just pressing a button.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like I'm supposed to know that? That not only do you press a button, but you have to hit a remote
control?
Yeah,
don't use my microphone, pal.
Huh?
You're right.
You're right.
Okay, so
Maybe you're right.
Maybe he's right.
I thought it might have a remote start.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You didn't even know where it was.
No, I didn't. Okay.
Why don't you just go have some berries and cream?
Maybe I will.
Maybe.
Now, why are you calling him a fag for having berries?
Because last night we were all getting ready to leave, and we all had big fatty desserts because Numbnuts over here wanted to have his berries and cream.
And it stopped you from your dessert, didn't it?
No, I didn't. We weren't going to eat dessert.
Your ice cream and pie.
Our trips to New York are basically two radio shows in between like a day or two of eating.
Boys, but if he had berries, why did he make you get pie?
No, we went. Rob, help me out.
I didn't follow that.
Rob, help me out. Explain it because I'm too upset.
Ready to go. We were asking for our check, and we all looked at each other. Mike and Buzz.
Buzz, you want anything? No.
Check,
he said, Rob, you want anything? No. I said, I don't want anything. Charlie says, we want berries.
And we're not just going to sit there and watch Charlie eat, so it might have been a good idea to get.
You were going to have coffee.
I thought I'd had coffee and creme brulee, and then there was key lime pie and chocolate pecan pie, and we had a meal. And
praline ice cream.
Jesus.
And Senator John McCain. Hello, Senator. Okay, so, greetings.
So where's the remote control, Rob?
Right here.
All right.
Pause is what you need to worry.
Press play. Gotcha, right here. Okay. Here's the tape of Mike out on the street moments ago in Midtown Manhattan.
Yes.
Buying a variety of pornography. He does this every trip and slays us with it.
Here we go.
So we decided to bring a tape recorder with us today.
Here it goes.
Here it is.
I press play.
Yeah, it's coming.
Right now.
Nothing's happening. 56th and Broadway. Mike, we've scoped out your favorite newsstands. It's a male behind the counter today.
This is the newsstand, Don, that's at the corner of 56th and Broadway.
Hold on.
This is the good one that has all the real dirty magazines.
Hey, genius.
It's
a guy behind the counter. How come it's so heavy in one channel?
And muddy.
Yeah.
It sounds like crap. That I went to the photography that had a woman there. That made it funny, but what made it unfunny was the fact that they did serious porn magazines with lots of goofy and wacky names.
A CD.
Now, are we going to hide the microphone?
I'll be standing right behind Mike. The mic will be near his head. But
I think that's probably the
smart.
That's probably the best I can do quality-wise.
The subtle approach.
I guess it is.
Passive.
Okay. Why does it sound so crappy?
It wasn't recorded on a digital recorder.
Around Rob. Charlie, to the left, please. Rob, I'll turn it over to you now as you pass 56th and Broadway.
Thank you.
All right, so now basically we're walking up to this kiosk.
Walk.
We do. Right now.
Buzz is not with us.
Can you really hear the sounds of the city, can't you?
I can.
Oh, you know, no, this sucks.
It's got
to be better quality than that.
It sounded better on the tape.
It sounded better when we were playing the tape in the... Can you just bring the cassette in? Can we just play the cassette on the air? Or is it because you had to edit out all of the words? Because many of the magazines...
That's a fine effort. That's a fine, fine effort.
Many of the magazines we referred to with their explicit titles. So they can just hit the dumb button at home when we say, see you in Toledo.
Nice.
Okay.
See if it sounds better on this.
Okay. Where does this come up on the board?
Cassette. Jimmy, get ready. There's going to be a lot of dumping here.
Cassette, got it. Okay. Let's wait. Push play. See if it sounds any better. Because we're liberal with our use of the C word. You rolling?
Yep.
We're at 56th and Broadway.
Did you just burp?
Favorite newsstand. It's a male behind the counter today.
This is the newsstand, Don, that's at the corner of 56th and Broadway. And I think this is the good one that has all the real dirty magazines.
Okay. All right, stop it for a second. That sounds 100% better.
Sounds a lot better.
Okay, so Jimmy, Big Dumb Jim, you're going to have to be ready on the delay.
Jimmy, is that okay?
No problem.
Because we use the C word an awful lot, especially when Mike's buying some of these magazines.
Now, if I run out of delay, I'll yell stop.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
What?
Charlie just blasted a fart in here that makes no... Get me... Bring that in.
Bring what in?
Spray.
Oh, spray.
Oh. Is it lemony? Good, it's lemony.
What's the problem with lemony?
No, it's good. I'm blessed.
Oh, okay.
Give it to me.
Lemony's good. All right.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
All right, thank you. Is that why you put your leg up on the counter so you could do that?
Yeah. What a mess this show is.
Big boy.
Let me hold off on that tape for a second.
Right.
Let's do a break.
Mm.
Okay?
Oh, my God.
Let me see who's on the phone. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was wondering, are you guys broadcasting in New York today?
Yes.
I'm from Wichita, Kansas, but I'm in New York City right now, in Manhattan, Midtown. Where are you guys located?
888 7th Avenue.
What was that?
Sorry, you only get it once.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Yes, hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Real quick, I just wanted to say, Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
What is that?
Prospero Año. Felicidad. Everybody now, including Buzz. Feliz Navidad. Thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. Cool. You got to do no.
You can sing Frank Sinatra if you want.
No.
Come on. Really, listen. I mean, you're effing up our show.
Let's see. I mean, you have to at least give an explanation.
I mean, it's not even freaking Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah, this isn't your personal J-O-ing ground here. We've got an entertainment show to do.
But you
got to
have the holiday season all year round.
No, you don't, unless you're Ed McMahon.
I can sing like Ed McMahon if you want.
Because, you know, Ed McMahon has that big fake silver Christmas tree in his house 24-7. Okay, now listen, either apologize or suffer the fate.
What's the fate?
Yeah, you'll find out. You better apologize.
Okay, I apologize, and I just wanted to say, Don, you have a beautiful ass.
Well, that was an apology and a compliment. That was
thank
fine.
You.
That was acceptable.
And what are you apologizing for?
I'm apologizing for effing up your show and J-O-ing.
Thank you. Thank you.
There
you go. Thank you.
That's it. You made it right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And my ass thanks you.
Bye, fellas.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That's good. That's the way you do it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's just like W.
Absolutely.
You stand up and you say, I didn't lie about it because... I didn't tell you about it. You know, just let me just clear something up here about my man W.
Right.
Okay? That certainly not under circumstances like his, but I'm sure that we've all been in the same situation with our wives where something comes up and she'll say, you lied to me about this. And the response is, well, no. I didn't lie.
Right.
Because I didn't tell you.
Sure.
And... as someone who supports Bush, yes. I say, that argument sucks. Okay?
I think that's the reason you're seeing this story grow hair as the day goes on. If this story, it seemed to me some of the more reputable newspapers, like the New York Times and even the USA Today, buried the story. And what's going to happen is because of the story isn't that he got a DUI. The story is... why didn't he tell us about the DUI? And that's the big, and apparently they knew about it, so that's the big deal.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't think it's going to hurt him in the election or help him in the election. I do think that it's awful screwy that it comes out 5 days before the election.
Well, I saw an interview done with the guy that that did it, and the guy that actually, the lawyer who came upon this thing is a Democratic Party guy. He says he is not connected with the campaign, but he is a guy that ran for governor in the state of Maine, and they were interviewing him today, and unfortunately, he was a pretty savvy guy. He was obviously a well-educated lawyer.
He's a guy who probably sat on this thing for the last 2-3 months, however long it's been expounded, 2 years, who knows?
You know, if he did, the way they were grilling him on CNN today, and the guy had all the answers saying, you know, this is something that that came my way. He said, well, when did you become aware of this? He said, yesterday. Wow. And he said, did you try to contact? And then they said, well, did you send this to the Bush camp, the Gore campaign? And he said, I tried to, but their fax machine was busy. So I don't doubt that really happened.
Oh, come on, that's BS. You know that listen, I'll give you this, that Bush, his excuse cannot suck enough. This whole thing about, I didn't lie about it because I didn't tell you. That part sucks. And it was 24 years ago.
It was.
But there's no doubt that came from someone in the Gore camp, that someone said, you know what, we're going to wait until, now, do you want to wait until Saturday? No. Do it Friday. Hold on. If you do it Friday, it'll be in the newspapers on Saturday. Nobody reads a newspaper on Saturday.
I'm not saying that's not true.
Go with it Thursday night so it's the lead story Friday.
I'm not saying that's not necessarily true. Who knows what the real details are. I'm saying the guy that did it, though, was just, he had his act together. You know what I mean? If he wasn't stumbling over the whole thing, he answered the questions right away.
Sure,
right.
He's practiced many times.
He was definitely ready to go when they were grilling him. And
all I know is that I was disappointed when last night when I saw the crawl on the bottom of the screen when all you guys were out to dinner and I was watching TV in my room and it said George W. Bush arrested for DUI. I figured it happened
like that afternoon.
Yeah, like yesterday.
Wow. Well, somehow he got off the campaign bus or something like that.
Or that he was driving his campaign bus all hammered out of his mind.
Well, isn't it that videotape that we had, allegedly?
Yeah, we saw that videotape. Remember that party?
Allegedly after, you know, the time he said he quit drinking.
Yeah.
And he was in there going, yeah, let me, well, it's you know, who knows what's going to happen. If it's anything like Clinton, you're going to get, you know,
who cares?
This could conceivably boost him in the polls.
Yeah.
But I know that the one thing I do agree with, they don't want to be talking about it. You know, right. I saw his press secretary or his communications director. I love that title. The communications director was on the tarmac at the airport in Michigan, and she was being peppered. They were peppering her, and you know it's tough because I guess his answer was when they said, "Were you ever arrested in anything drinking related?" And he said, "I made some mistakes as a young man." That was, you know, that doesn't. I think we all know based on Clinton that doesn't cut it.
I know.
It's funny, though.
It depends on what your definition of is.
But, you know, I agree also with certain people that have said you never know what's going to happen. You know, I mean, this is...
I don't think... I think if anybody is going to change their mind because he had a DWI...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're going
to
care.
Who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. You know, DWI is a lot different than DUI.
Hello, here I am. I guess I'm just chopped liver. Answer the phone. Don and Mike Show. It means, hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Don. I'm sorry.
Never mind. Goodbye. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah. And Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Yes, right.
Hey, you guys talk about...
Oh, no, you didn't say hi to me right away.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Yeah, see you later.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you couple third splitters.
There we go.
Thank you. That's all we ask for. Equal billing. Equal billing. What can we do for you?
Nothing like a little howdy-do on a Friday, huh?
Right. Right.
Hey, how come you stay in your hotel room all the time? What are you doing in there?
You know, when Mike asked me, and the truth of the matter is, I didn't even buy any porno.
Yeah.
Did you take that box of diapers with you?
I watched that goddamn movie, Scary Movie.
Scary Movie.
And I watched Hollow Man.
Right. And then I told you the porno in the hotel room was hardcore. In fact, it said right next to the movie, it said explicit, and you pay one fee and you get it like, I don't know, it might still be going on. I hope there's not like, you know, a group of nuns that check into my hotel room and start flipping through the channels. Because I'll tell you, when they get to the end of the line, there's some nasty stuff there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, is this fellow Republican Don Geronimo?
Yes, hello.
This is Jim Parmalee. I came in and swore you into the Republican Party a month or so ago.
All right, how you doing? I still got my special card.
Great, great. And I wanted to let you know that lawyer that you guys are talking about, a partner in his law firm is the sister of Gore's campaign spokesperson.
What is that? I mean, but you know, I guarantee you, you can say that, but I guarantee that they have had no hard evidence that they can link, where they can actually link this whole story breaking to anyone in the campaign directly.
Well, but come on.
In the interest of fairness, let me just tell you this right now. If you're going to come on and make that kind of a statement,
which
I find is BS, you might as well have some hard evidence.
My statement is true. The implication is unproven.
I had to hang up.
Thank you.
Please.
I had to, because I mean, if he...
Hold on, you're getting serious.
I just hung up on him. If he was on the line, you know, I had a little legal time there.
I know, but come on, remember, serious politics equals bad ratings.
I understand. That was the campaign chairman or whatever he was.
Oh, please, he's not a campaign chairman. I mean, that guy was just on the phone.
He was the chairman of
the schmuck that swore me in.
Right. Republican official.
Please.
A high-level Republican Party official.
Like, no, he's a high-level nothing.
Yeah.
What was his title? He's the guy they sent down with a decoder ring the day I said I wanted to switch from Democrat to Republican.
See, I was impressed the day he came in with his credentials that he was somebody, he was a muckety-muck.
Is he
chairman of the county Republican Party?
Is he a muckety-muck?
He was the chairman of the county Republican Party.
He should know better to call and get you going all serious about
this. Just because I knew as soon as he called, he was going to have that, you know, that serious party line.
Right, listen, all you Republicans out here, I'm battling the good battle for Bush, but listen, I'm telling you, it was a horse-ass excuse he came up with. Please, you got to do better than I didn't lie about it.
I didn't tell you.
I didn't lie, and I didn't tell you. Next question. You just got to do better than that. That's all.
It's fun. Makes it interesting.
Hold on. Let's do a break. Jesus Christ. I hate it when this starts sounding like Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Who I saw on television tonight. You know, that's about the only thing that really makes me want to go back to the other side is when I see Rush Limbaugh on TV and he's arguing some of the things that I think.
Well, you know what? I got caught up in it there a second. What really frustrates me is you get the spins from both sides, and it's pretty transparent. It's just like the conventions. When you've got the spinmeisters, you know exactly what the Democrats are going to say, and you know exactly what the Republicans
are
going to say.
And we'll figure it out as Tuesday, 3 goddamn days ago, and then it's over.
And then did I hear something about Ralph Nader now? Somebody dropped a bomb on Ralph Nader about him being gay?
He's a fag.
That has been discussed.
The Gore camp came out and said...
he's gay.
No, they said was, if Ralph Nader was elected president, isn't it odd that he's not married? Who would be sleeping with him in the White House?
Right.
You know, saying that he likes it in the bunk.
Hey, even if you were gay, would you want to sleep with Ralph Nader?
No.
Rob Wood.
Okay, clear the line. Just clear them out, please. All this politics stuff's giving me a headache.
You'd be good at it if you tried.
Yeah,
you'd be really good at it.
We'd have no ratings.
I know.
You want to go work on WMAL? You want to go work on WOR?
Desperately.
877-365-3636. Listen, you know what we're good at? Going on the street and watching you buy pornography.
Yes, this is true. This is why I could never run for office.
And we will do that next. Call 100 time right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't shower much. I probably shower, three times or four times a week.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because I hate walking, keep walking. I look at these guys' genitals. It gets me sick. I'm looking at the guys' rectum. I always see things that happen, you know, it just makes me sick. So I don't put myself in a position to look at that.
Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
I just got off the phone with my wife, who I don't burn with cigars.
No. Of course not. No.
And she's virtually orgasmic today.
Why?
Well, because the new appliance has arrived. The
refrigerator?
The Sub-Zero refrigerator.
And it's been installed and everything?
Yeah, I guess so. And she said to me, It's just like the one on Will and Grace.
Oh,
and I said, well, you know, that's my goal.
There you go.
To eventually have everything in our house that they have on Will and Grace.
All of Will and Grace's appliances in your kitchen.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then she said, no, really, really. And they have one just like it on Just Shoot Me. Great. That's great. Does it keep the food as cold as the old refrigerator did?
You'll have to get home and see if you like it. I know you don't like change, so you'll have to give the review and see what you think.
No, I don't. And she said that last night somebody called and said that we were asked for at the Air Awards that they had last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Air Awards are these things that they have them in D.C., and I know they have them in New York and Boston and all the big cities.
Yeah, we burned that bridge an awful long time ago.
Well, here's the thing with the Air Awards. It's Achievement in Radio, and it's a bullcrap awards because it's put on by a charity. Not that the getting an award from a charity is not a good thing, but you're not getting the award from the charity because you've done something good. It's like you pay to nominate yourself.
Right.
For an award, and all the money goes to the charity.
Yeah, and one of the things we don't like about it is that you have to submit your own thing, and there's just something bad about that.
Yeah,
you know
I know disc jockeys who make a big deal about it, about the fact that, hey, man, we were nominated, or on WTEM, the pissy sports station in D.C., they have a Redskins pregame show that goes up against mine, and they get killed in the ratings. I mean, like, we get a 25 share with ours, they get a 2 share with theirs.
Exactly.
But they love saying it's the award-winning Redskins show,
right,
because one year they won one of these Air Awards, and the truth of the matter is they entered themselves in the contest.
Yeah, and that's the thing we don't like. I mean, we don't send in a tape.
We don't feel the need to enter ourselves in a contest to be judged by our peers. We are judged by the people who listen to the show and fill out the ratings book.
Yeah, and also the Washingtonian Magazine poll we've been proud of for years and years, and that's one of the ones that goes out. It's it's the magazine readers, and that's one of the things we like.
And generally, I think when you go to that thing, I don't know what it's like here in New York, but I know in D.C., when you go to the Air Awards, Achievement in Radio, the guys who are there, the disc jockeys who are there, are the disc jockeys who, A, don't have any ratings.
Right.
B, don't make a lot of cake, mm-hmm. And C, have nominated themselves for an award to make up for the fact that they don't have any ratings and they don't have any cake.
Some of the categories, the nominees are the people that send in tapes.
Right.
Yeah, right. And that just doesn't do it for us.
So anyway, Frieda knows somebody who I can't say the person's name on the radio, but
right.
Someone who went last, you are correct, sir.
Very good, okay.
Someone who went last night and somebody said, hey, where's Don and Mike?
Oh, okay, very nice.
And the answer is we don't go because...
Well, we went the one year that we won.
Yeah, and that was, how many years ago? Was that 12 years ago?
Was that 12, 13 years ago?
Yeah.
I think our producer had submitted a tape. Then we got wind of the fact that we were going to win, so we decided to go. And when they were announcing the nominees, we stood up.
We got a little drunk. We also got drunk.
Right.
We got drunk during the awards ceremony.
And we were probably the least gracious winners you would ever see, walking across the ballroom as they were reading the nominees.
Because we already know the...
And we were a little loopy.
We'd known that we were winning because that's the only way they could get us to go.
Right.
Because we said, we don't want to go to a stupid Achievement in Radio show. And then somebody said, well, you guys got nominated. The producer sent in a tape.
So we went down, drank champagne, and then walked halfway across the room as they were nominating and walked. We were like, by the time they announced the winner, we were already on the stairs leading up to the stage.
And wasn't it Larry King?
Yeah, Larry King was doing the hosting that year. And we actually got booed.
We got booed because we had...
Thank you. We did one of those things with our hands up in the air. Thank you. You know, being silly, and they weren't having any of it. They, you know, people wanted to pretend that it was a very serious award.
And it's not it. And frankly, the year after that, they said to us, the people from the station came to us and said, we'd like to submit your tape again. And we said, please don't. You did it last year without our permission. It's ridiculous. It's a contest for losers.
I'd love to see, like, a legitimate, thing, a legitimate award where it was, like, not solicited, where you didn't have to send in a tape, where it was just based on some judges that listened to the show.
There is an individual award. It's called the Arbitron Ratings.
Right, exactly, yes.
You know, and those do come out every single month. But anyway, I guess all the disc jockeys who suck where they're, you know, just masturbating each other last night.
Yeah, it's kind of silly.
Apparently at this point.
It doesn't feel right.
I mean, the Dave Adlers of the world.
Exactly.
Were there last night.
Congratulating themselves.
Yes.
Right.
Congratulating themselves.
Of course, you and I both have that true belief that, you know, anything that anybody does in radio is really not worthy of an award.
Absolutely.
It's silly.
Yeah, I'm sure, Rob, I'm sure Kathy Whiteside was there. I'm sure she nominated the Blue Plate Special for Best Feature Program.
Exactly.
Like, that's going to validate that show somehow.
Oh.
The fact that she wins an Air Award. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Oh, no. Hey, there's somebody who missed out on a prize.
Now, hello, Don Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Speak to us.
You know, make sure I got the phones right, because I was just fixing that problem with the recordable CD. Maybe I did something with the phones. Hello?
Hello?
No, oh, there we go. Hi. Who's this?
This is Ron, Sacramento.
Ron, call 100. You won the Foo Fighters prize pack.
Awesome.
Don't miss Foo Fighters Foo For You concert on Cox Cable pay-per-view tonight. Wonder if.
You're lonesome tonight. Maybe they're right.
Tonight at 10, customers who order this concert will get a free poster courtesy of Cox Cable. Please enjoy, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Okay, now, on the non-nominated for an award, Don and Mike Show.
We've been doing this a long time, too. We have what? What do we have? We do get that Washingtonian thing, but even when we win it, they don't invite us to their party for the winners because they don't want us there.
That's right.
Isn't that true? Doesn't every other disc jockey that wins that award, and there have been maybe two in the 15 years we've been doing the show that have finished ahead of us, and they get invited to the party?
We never do.
Did we do something at that party, too, with the 1 year we were in?
I think we might have, because that 1 year they didn't just invite us, they wanted us to be the MCs.
We got there, like, ate food and left. Or I think what we did is we showed up, walked around the room, and then left before we were supposed to MC.
Yeah, we're no good at award shows.
Terrible. We just seem to make enemies.
We're just awful. But anyway, you know, congratulations to all the losers at the Air Awards. Jesus Christ.
Okay. For the charity's sake, I hope they made a lot of money with the people that were submitting the entries.
Yeah, of course they do, because if one of these loser disc jockeys wants to nominate themselves, I think they have to make like $100 donation or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. Right? It's a march of dimes?
Right. All right, good for them. Very good.
Hope they got a lot of dimes. Here is our tape now of us out on the street with Mike, CD record, press play. All right, I think I've cleaned this up enough that we don't have to hear the...
We're at 56th and Broadway.
Yeah.
Mike, we've scoped out your favorite newsstand.
Okay, so listen, everybody. This is the edited version.
Okay.
Cool to hear this on the air.
And Don, it's at the corner of 56th and Broadway. This is the good one that has all the real dirty magazines.
Now, it's a guy behind the counter. How does that change your game plan?
Doesn't change it at all. The first time I did this, you will remember, it was also a guy. It was the second kiosk that I went to that didn't have the real quality pornography that had a woman there. That made it funny, but what made it unfunny was the fact that they did serious porn magazines with lots of goofy and wacky names.
Now, are we going to hide the microphone?
I'll be standing right behind Mike. The mic will be near his head, but out of the field of vision of the clerk.
Got to get that microphone close to me, because, you know, this is a subtle approach.
I guess you're...
with the passersby.
We're going to have to ask you to speak up.
All right, very good.
All right, then let's form a human shield around Rob. Charlie, to the left, please.
And just so you keep in mind, this is an off-air ritual that we've had every time we come to New York, where Mike goes out and buys us some porno mags.
We do, right now.
And now we're walking across the street.
He's not with us because he's still pissed that he had to pay for lunch.
We're going to 56th and Broadway.
How you doing? Let me see. Can I get gallery, penthouse, yes. High society, Asian girls, club. Wow.
Okay, that's the first edit we made. It's C-U-N Toledo Liquors.
Exactly. It's over on the right side. We find out in a minute that's the higher dollar pornography.
Now, in a second, this is going to be much better audio because...
Right.
We stopped hiding the microphone.
Yeah, because the guy didn't care and there was nobody around and we figured we could do it.
We can put the microphone right in the guy's face.
Do we have anything else here?
I'd like some Twizzlies.
And some Twizzlers for my friend. Thank you. Let's see. I just want to make sure. Oh, can I get panty girls, too? Thank you. What else do we have here? Oh, and then What's that one right there? The purple one? Yeah, yeah, right there. Yeah, no, down one, down two, down two, down two. There. Now one more over. One more. Yeah, pull that one up. What is that one? Black and tall.
Black tail.
Oh, black tail. No, that's okay. I'll take what you have. Let's see. Where is it, Rob? Okay. Asian girls? I already asked for Asian girls.
Okay, sorry.
Another guy's gathering my porn.
Amputees.
Yeah. Mike's asking him all this stuff with a straight face.
Yeah, that's fine. Genesis. Or gents.
Is it genitals?
Yeah, I'm not sure. How many do we have there? What's my... let me get my total.
Oh, listen to this.
Adding them all up.
Listen to this.
Can you tell me what the total is? Looking forward to panty girls. What's my total? You're still adding them up. How many magazines have I purchased?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Almost 10 magazines.
Almost 10. Want to find out my total.
Oh, 263. 20 cents.
You said 263? $263? What? You say $263?
All right, now Mike's pissed.
$263? You're joking. No, that's too much.
Female clickers is $35.
And we don't want female clickers. Yeah, all the hardcore stuff, put it away.
Okay, what we've just found out is that...
The magazines, the dirtier magazines, are $35 each.
Now, I don't know if this got on Mike or not, but the guy said then to Mike,
right.
I sell them to you for $25.
$10 off the cover price.
You should see Mike's face. He goes up there. And the funniest part is watching Mike step up to the kiosk and say to the guy, seriously, I'd like panty girls, Asian girls,
Gents, penthouse, black tail, plumpers, big boob.
And then the guy just, Mike's going, no, yeah. Go two down, go to the left, that one.
He was very excited, especially when the total reached over $260.
Boobs and boners. boobs and, what was it? Boobs and
ballers.
Boobs and ballers.
Boobs and ballers. And then it's $268.
Yeah, and of course, we weren't doing that. Yeah. It's still less than lunch.
Buzz. Oh, come on, Buzz. Come on, you can expense that.
We're at 56th of Broadway. Mike, we've scoped out your favorite newsstand.
Yep. What happened?
Let me fast forward. Because apparently what I did was...
We've got to get a different tape recorder if we do this again. Next time we come to New York, I think we should get a clearer tape. And go to a different kiosk. Yeah, there you go. You got to figure it out. Okay, fast forward.
Like some Twizzlers.
Oh, go past. We heard Rob get his Twizzlers.
They were great. Fresh.
Fresh Twizzlers.
Can you tell me what the total is?
Boy,
I'm looking forward to panty girls. What's my total? You're still adding them up. How many magazines have I purchased?
Uh-huh.
Almost 10 magazines.
Almost 10 magazines.
How do you have almost 10? It's either 9 or 10.
I think it's an Indian thing.
Want to find out my total?
Oh,
so. Almost 10.
20 cents.
Did you say... $263? $263? What? Say $263. $263.
You're
joking.
That's too much.
No, that's too much.
Female clickers is $35.
We don't want female clickers. All the hardcore stuff, put it away.
This is where he wants to sell it for $25.
Delicious Desire.
That's $35. We don't want that.
I don't think you're going to hear that. It wasn't audible. He just said, no, I charge you $25.
Meanwhile, you're looking at Delicious Desires.
Humiliated?
Men as a magazine.
Humiliated as a magazine?
Men in Lace. Men in Lace.
Oh, it's a novel, Don. I don't want to read.
I just want pictures.
It was a dirty book. All right, well, you know what? The quality on that tape, just as even pumped up, it's not good enough.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with it.
But we do have the magazines that Mike got
right.
Strewn throughout the studio. We have
thanks, Mike.
We have Barely Legal.
Right.
We have High Society.
Yeah.
Then over there you have Genesis.
Genesis.
Here's the Black and Tall.
Is it Black and Tall or Black Tail?
Black
Blacktail.
Blacktail.
It looks like Black and Tall because I think her her face is obscuring some of the lettering.
Panty Girls.
We have the penthouse with Paula Jones uncovered. And incidentally, if you're buying this to see Paula Jones, don't. It's not worth it.
Teasing bratty co-eds.
All right. There they are.
All these grand magazines. And what I love best about the magazines is there's all kinds of brand new 1-900 numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to have Pete Johnson come in and dial for transvestites in a second.
Very good.
But I want to share with you one of the brand new fetish lines I found.
Yeah, this. I think you'll enjoy this.
Okay.
I think you get a real kick out of this one, so to speak, or so. Because that's all they have. Half of it is magazine. The other half is phone numbers.
Okay. Right. Listen to this one.
Welcome to the wet, warm world of fetish, where golden rivers flow. We're here to make all your wet fantasies come true. Impulse Entertainment will make your wet dream come true. For as low as $2.49 to $3.99 per minute, depending on which service you select. If you need assistance, please contact must be 18 or older, like us.
I'm not going to give them a free commercial, but anyway, this is a line dedicated
to Golden.
Yes, to Golden Showers.
Absolutely.
Live sexy girl when you call 011.
I'd love to have Pete call that one.
Well, I got a better one for him.
Oh, good. Very good.
I want a real transvestite line.
Oh, excellent.
210-288 before the 011-6787.
Come on, enough with the commercials.
That's all they do now.
It's you're a girl having a tinkle.
About to get lucky.
All right.
You will be charged an access fee of $4.99 for each call. Please be aware that customer service time may be billed at the prevailing permanent rate and calls may be monitored. One moment, please.
Right.
Hi, thanks for calling. My name is Emily, and I have many of my beautiful friends just waiting to talk to you. Hello?
Oh, yes, hello. Hello? Hi.
Hi. All I need to do is verify the last 4 digits of the number you're calling from.
Oh, really? What is it? 3636.
Are you sure, sweetie? That's not the number I'm showing.
Yeah, that's what I got, sweetie. No? What are the last 4 digits, Charlie?
It's an 800 number, so there are local exchanges involved.
Did you hear that? It's an 800 number, so there's local exchanges allowed.
Okay, well, is that what you like? I'm not sure what you called, sweetie. I'm just the middleman.
No, listen, I got the ad right here. Hold on a second. I got, wait a minute, it says, Piss Party. Is that what I'm calling?
Maybe it is.
I'm only the person who verifies.
Oh, I can't say that? That's another word I can't say. Okay. Urination party.
I'm sorry?
I thought I was calling the urination party.
Well, what happens is I'm not sure what line you call on. I'll just verify the last.
So this isn't the golden shower number?
Yes, it is. Whatever you called, I would connect you to once you verify the last 4 digits.
But I'm calling from work, so I really can't tell you what. What does it matter? I'm going to pay. Can you please connect me to the urination line? Please?
Hello? We need that.
She's connecting.
You want hot, teeny, non-stop women, don't you? Then call 011-678. You'll get a direct connection to live sexy girls when you call 011-678-73666 for just $3.99 to $4.99 per minute. Get to dial 10-10-288 before the 011. Come and get forbidden pleasure. Call now.
Tinkle. Yeah, we're going to Tinkle Line.
Hello.
Hello, Tinkle Line.
Tinkle Line.
Hello.
Tinkle me, tinkle you.
Does she hang up?
I think we're...
Yeah,
we're gone.
She's out.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry, Greg.
All right, let me play you the one with Pete Johnson.
Is this the one we're going to use for Pete?
Yeah, just let me play it for you.
Our lunch buddy, Peter Johnson.
And then we're going to get him in here to dial for Transvestite.
Good. Thank you for the ribeye steak, Don. This is good with the shoestring french fries. Wife makes me clean out the closet.
I know we always talk about dialing for transvestites,
right?
But I really found in one of these magazines you bought today a real transvestite line.
Excellent.
Oh, boo.
Very popular.
Hi, I'm Pete Johnson. Are you a pretty girl? Are you a drag queen?
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hi there. I'm Pete Johnson, and I'm fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Pete, want a cookie? I'm a cookie, Peter.
Ooh, it's real hot in here. I'm burning up waiting for you. This service is brought to you by Creations. If you're under 18 or do not wish to be billed, just $2.99 to $5.99 per minute, please. Hang up now. A $4.99 connection fee will be added to the cost of this call. Billing begins 3 seconds after the tone. If you are in a rotary phone or do not make a selection, you will automatically be connected to a fantasy girl for one-on-one talk at only $4.99 per minute. Using your touchtone. Choose from our steamy and erotic five-choice menu. Press number one for live one-on-one action with a beautiful, sexy, horny girl, a dominant mistress, a luscious lesbian or bisexual, or a sizzling female for just $4.99 per minute. Press number two. Double your pleasure and talk to two. That's right, Stud. To choose from our hot girl fantasy menu, press 2. To choose from our dominant menu, press 3. To choose from our transvestite transsexual fantasy menu, press 4. To share adventures with bold and beautiful transvestites that know what it takes to drive men like you wild with passion, press 1. To talk to gorgeous women and transvestites who enjoy talking to men, who are not afraid of exploring their feminine side and love hot man to she-man action, press 2. To talk to beautiful transvestites who are well endowed in every way and are ready to take you to the other side of ecstasy. To help our hot girls give you just what you're looking for, please say your name and the state you're calling from at the tone.
Pete Johnson, New York City.
Thank you, sexy. Remember, you can push the star key at any time to talk to a different fantasy girl. Please hold on a second as we connect you. I know you'll enjoy the call. Hang on. We're locating your hot dream girl right now. She's taking her clothes off and getting herself extra hot and sexy just for you. Just the way you like it. Don't hang. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Are you a transvestite?
I'm a transsexual.
You're transsexual?
Were
you? I'm looking for a transvestite. Were you a man?
Yes, I was.
And what was your name when you were a man?
Sean.
Sean?
Yes.
And what are you now?
Sandy.
I'm not a big fish eater. I'm Pete Johnson, and I'm wearing a dress.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like a skirt.
Did you say I was on some kind of show?
Huh?
Did you say I was on some kind of show?
Aren't we all in a show, lady?
Yeah, I guess so.
We're all in the show, and I'm wearing a lovely dress.
Really?
A chiffon skirt with flowers.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm wearing a T-shirt.
I save half cans of paint in my garage.
Really?
My wife's angry because she wants me to clean them out. I got a big honey-do list. Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a woman.
Oh, all right. Did you have the operation?
Yes, I did.
Are you a pretty girl? So am I. I got a big mustache.
Really?
I look like Floyd the Barber.
There, you gotta go. We gotta break.
I gotta go. We gotta break.
Okay.
I have light dimmers now dating back to 1967. Would you like one of my light dimmers?
Yes, please.
Goodbye, pretty girl.
Goodbye.
She was very nice.
What you doing there? Just hearing everything Pete Johnson said to us at lunch today.
Hi.
So, we got a break. Johnson says we have to break because Nancy's coming on.
Good ribeye.
Then we will get the real Pete Johnson in here.
Very good.
And we'll allow him to dial for transvestites.
Thank
also.
You, Don.
Okay. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you very much, Bob. Chad, tell us about that pitch. I can't do it. You know, as a team, we kind of decided that, you know, because of what happened with Pete, we're not going to talk out here on the field. I do want to say that was for you, though, Grandma. Thanks.
And Chad, you don't want to talk about the home run?
All right, Bob. Back upstairs to you.
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, so we take a break, so we're ready for Nancy, and now Nancy's not on the phone.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hey, my friend, hello.
Oh, how are you, you fat infantilist? This is Joel from New Jersey.
Yes, hello, Joseph.
Just wanted to call and let you guys know this has been the greatest week of Don and Mike Radio I've ever heard. I've been listening to guys since day one out here.
Oh, so you listen on NEW.
Right, and I just want to call and let the listeners know who are trying to see your pictures on WNEW.com. The site is getting slammed right now by Opie and Anthony fans because they're having their Feels from Meals contest. So if anybody wants to see those pictures on the site, they might want to wait a little while to try and check it out.
Gotcha. All right. Very good.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Have
Thank you.
Week.
See you later.
Bye.
That's fine with me. Let ONA jam that site up. That means less people seeing my big ass. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Speak
to us. Yes, there
yes.
you are. Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, last night I was at the National Air Award at the State Theater.
Okay. This is the thing I told you that my wife's friend was at.
That's not the National Air Awards, is it?
No, it's...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Air Awards. Excuse me.
It's the D.C. edition of the Air Awards.
Yes, and you were there because?
Oh, just a spectator. Actually, I was invited as a guest because I do some advertising with a couple of guys that are sort of the radio people.
All right.
But anyway, the last night they were having the Morning Drive Award.
Yeah.
And the guys from 107 and DC 101 was there.
Of course. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, now there you go. Perfect. Yeah.
There's two prime examples.
Absolutely.
Of guys who would nominate themselves.
And go to the award show.
For a phony award and then go to the award.
Exactly.
You know, go to the show to try to pick it up.
Just pretend they're like movie stars.
Right. Well, it was pretty funny because I was watching the tables as they were mentioning the names. And the guys from 107 kind of stood up as though they were going to win, and they realized the DC 101 guy won, and sort of had to get up and clap for the DC 101 guy. So I thought it was pretty funny.
You know, the whole thing is we're goddamn ridiculous. That,
yeah, it's silly.
You know, neither DC 101 nor Q107.
Right.
Really got nominated
sure.
for any awards. What happens is
they sent tapes in.
Right, because they wanted to get what they call a nomination.
Exactly.
You know, you're not nominated if you call the people up and say, hi, listen, I'd like to be in your contest.
Sure.
A real nomination would be...
A real nomination would be like the top five shows.
They call you.
In the ratings, in every day part. And then, you know, you just have people vote or something like that.
Well,
you know, you have a group of people and you have them vote.
So tell me something. When the disc jockeys won the awards for all the different categories, did they get up and make real speeches?
Yeah, I thought it was the Academy Awards.
Yeah, it's so silly. How boring could that be, too? I mean, my God, at least you're watching the Academy Awards, you get to see a movie star.
So, like, what did the average disc jockey say when they get up to win a meaningless award that they nominated themselves for?
Well, they were thanking their program director for giving them a lot of flexibility in the programming that they can...
Oh, my God. Oh, is that a load of crap?
I'm sorry to laugh, too.
How funny is that?
That's hysterical.
Oh, Christ.
You know, it's a play. I didn't see you guys out there.
Of course. Hello. We don't nominate ourselves for jerk-off radio awards. Okay? Thank you.
Anyway, I like the show, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
I think you get a little idea of the kind of people that were at the Air Awards.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
But imagine that. You have a meeting and you go, okay, now listen. Here's the deal. We're going to submit ourselves for Best Afternoon Show this year at the Air Awards. Now, I don't think the Air Awards mean nothing, but in the radio industry, they mean even less. Since we have no ratings, we're going to do this as a way to make ourselves feel good about ourselves.
And then we can say the award-winning show.
So what we're going to do is we're going to sit around all weekend and listen to tapes of the show.
Pick out the best one.
And then we're going to submit it. And then when we win, we can pretend that we've really achieved something, you know, unlike the ratings in which we can't achieve anything.
Absolutely. And then when we get up there and make our speech, we'll thank our program director for giving us flexibility.
Christ. All right. Oh, Jim Nantz is ready for it.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Well, here he is, everybody, from the NFL on CBS. NFL Today. Here is our friend Nancy.
Hey, Jim.
Jim Nantz. Now, Nancy, you know, where the hell are you? We're in New York, and you're not here with us.
Thank you. Thank you for that applause. I'm in Connecticut. I've got a charity event here tonight. So otherwise, I'd have been sitting right there at the studio with you fellas.
You're a busy man, and this is your home turf that we're on today.
And it's good. As I've passed word along to Mr. Broyhill this week, I want to come in. There, you know, any Friday. This is like the only time I've had a commitment on a Friday, so sorry about that.
Now, listen, we had your colleague Bonnie Bernstein in here yesterday.
I heard she spent some time in the studio.
Oh, she did.
I hope you treated her well.
Of course we did.
Yeah, no offense, she's a little better looking than you are, Jim.
Well, no, I agree with that.
It was a pleasure to have her here.
All right, listen, Jimbo. We're friends, right?
Yeah.
And I think that friends can talk to friends as friends.
Friends who need friends.
Right, they're the luckiest people.
There you go.
So listen.
I was at that concert.
So I'm watching your show, okay? You're the NFL Today on CBS.
Yeah, I didn't get the anthem in my introduction this week.
Oh, you know what? That's because we're not at home.
You're off of home base.
Right, that's because we're in New York. I don't have all my tapes here. But anyway, you know, it's a da 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 da. Anyway,
thank you.
I watch it. I'm one of the people who make up your 1.9 share.
That's not accurate, but you know, we're glad you're watching.
Okay, no, I do watch. And just know this, that right here, Jimmy, from the ticker, you know, nothing but love for you. Move back inside.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you on that one.
Don't stay outside.
You feel that it's the outside
that's killing them.
That's a problem.
No.
It's killing you to be outside.
Well, I'm just, you know, I know as the weather's starting to turn, it's going to get a little more uncomfortable. I don't think it's hurt us at all being outside.
Okay, listen, here's what I think. I think that you guys, all of you, not just you, but everybody, you look like dorks with those Madonna headsets.
The rock and roll headsets.
The rock and roll headsets. And I don't know who's...
Randy Cross. I think wins the all-time award with that thing on his head. Does he have a special extra large one?
What are you saying? I think his head's a little larger than most.
Well, it seems to. Well, it's obvious that his head is larger than most of the other guys, yourself included. But his seems to be like a customized one. Is it a special one?
No, I don't think so.
All right,
I don't think his helmet's any bigger than anyone else's.
And it's not all your fault or the guys on the show fault or even the fact that you're outside. But you've got these microphones, and I'm watching you on TV at home, and I don't know what mental patient is running your audio, but you sound like the captain on an airplane making an announcement to the people like, hey everybody, we're going to be landing in about 20 minutes from now, so I'm going to ask you to please put your chairs back in the upright position.
I mean, can I tell you something about that observation, though, and I'm not saying you're right, because I get a dub of the show.
Maybe I'm right.
And I'm always very concerned about audio. See, you have a trained ear. You've made a great living. Let's face it, you've made a ridiculous living here doing a radio gig.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. But I was also raised in radio, and I love the emphasis of audio. I think that so often in television it gets not overlooked, but it doesn't carry in some circles the kind of importance it should. And so I really appreciate that observation. If you're saying it sounds a little hollow and a little PA-like, that's not good.
Well, yes. You know, we're nobody to talk to. You should have heard our Man on the Street segment a moment ago. Yeah. It sounded like we were doing it out of a trash can.
Yeah, we suck, but listen, the point is we're just doing a radio show. You're hosting the goddamn NFL Today, so move back inside.
Is there any plan to do that, Jim?
I'm not really sure what the plan is there, fellas. I think that they're eventually going to see that it's going to get a little difficult to communicate out there when your toes are frozen and you're trying to Yeah, you're trying to look comfortable and all, and it's just, you know, it's an iceberg out there.
You know, Nancy, here's the thing. If anybody wants to see a bunch of mooks out on the street, they'll turn on the Today Show or Good Morning America. When you watch your football show, you want to see your football guys. You don't want to see, you know, Eric Schwartz from the Bronx standing there.
Well, I think there's been, I think it's at times given the show kind of a nice boost, and it's been, I don't really have a problem with it. I don't think it's had any negative impact at all on the show.
Well, I'm just giving you honest feedback.
You know, but, you know, people feel very strong both ways about that.
Don is every weekend, he's 2 inches away from the TV screen.
Right.
And, you know, he takes it very seriously, Jeff.
Selfishly, I would like to go inside just for comfort's sake, I've enjoyed the experience.
How has your health been with the outdoor broadcast?
No problem. The only thing that's been ailing is the fact that we haven't had you guys come by there yet.
Well, I just thought
for sure at some point you guys would see this as an easy marker to come by and
promote
your show.
Okay, listen, that's exactly it, though. Just the fact, and I appreciate that, but the fact that we would be two of the mooks standing outside would make it another reason that I would find the show not.
Guys would definitely make it a bunch of mooks outside if you showed up.
You know, one of our friends is Tony Perkins, weatherman from Good Morning America, and I went to school with Tony, and one of the guys I went to school with is this other disc jockey who hung out one day, like, with a sign, and that's how he got his network TV exposure. And
it's
really,
Dave Adler again.
Yeah, it just doesn't, it's not, you know, it's a wonderful thing to get exposure, but, you know, you might as well put on the rainbow wig and put John 3:16 on a paper and
listen,
stand in back of you there.
Nancy.
You have stopped by this year, though.
Nancy, you got to go. What?
Have you heard of some of the people that have stopped by?
Who's been on the show?
I saw Danny Glover.
Well, we had Danny Glover. We had Tony Danza. And we had Buzz Aldrin. We had Sammy Hagar.
Jimmy.
We had Richie Sambora.
Listen. Love you, Jimmy, but you got to move back inside. Fox has got a girl with gigantic breasts doing the weather. You gotta go back inside. The only way you're gonna fight that
is Jerry Glanville gonna do the weather anytime soon?
Yeah.
Shirtless.
I mean, you gotta fight that with a good basic football show. You gotta get back inside, Jerry.
All right. Hey, as always,
please.
As always, your opinions will certainly be best.
I will. You know what? I will say this for
him.
I will say this. In previous years,
he's the mellow Jim Nance.
The
today.
Jim Nance that we would have known in the past would have crumbled at this point.
Yes. No. He's he's passing along that. I'm sure he's writing down. You're taking copious notes right now.
I promise you, Mike. Listen. I know you think I'm just being silly, but what Don just said will make its way back to those who need to know.
That's good.
I think you're an excellent host. I think you have great chemistry with Glanville and Ditka. You need more of those two maniacs yelling at each other. You know, I've always thought you could lose Randy Cross, but that's your call. If you know, you want the big tooth guy on there.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
I had to ask you, did you catch any of my fine work at the President's Cup golf tournament?
No, I missed that.
Mike was the announcer for the President's Cup.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Sea Island, Georgia, Davis Love III.
I did. What days? You did it every day, right?
I did it. Well, I guess the day that it was Saturday, and I did it early morning on Friday, also on TNT. And, I was very proud of that.
I was there on the first tee on Friday afternoon for the afternoon set.
Well, you might have seen Paul Berry then. He was the other fellow that was doing it. But I was just wondering. But, you know, if you happen to look at tape or something, let me know.
Well, you know, that was my man Venturi, who was the captain for the U.S.
Yeah, very good. You know, Ken Venturi, great guy. Really good guy.
You are very mellow today, Jim. Have you been drinking?
You know, I just came in off of a workout. Maybe I overdid it.
What is the Jim Nance workout?
You know, it's not much.
Really?
No, I mean, it's about a 2.5-mile run and some light weights.
Really?
Just to try to get the blood circulating.
How much can you bench press?
you wouldn't want to know.
Hey, what is the cocktail du jour on the end of a Sunday night after you've been on TV for 8 hours?
Ooh. I haven't had a cocktail in a long time.
Really?
You come on down, we'll share one.
Well, very good.
You know, I might have a glass of red wine every once in a while just to kind of wind down, but...
All right, and I'll give you a chance here.
You guys your butts beat that first week with me on the show.
Hold on. I'm not done talking about it. We're going to do the picks in a minute.
Okay.
I mentioned that your show had a 1.9 rating, and I read that.
Not true.
I read that in Rudy's column, so if you would like some time to balance that out, what is the current rating for the NFL today?
I think after this past week, it's a 2.4.
A 2-4.
A 2-4.
Well, that's a big jump from that.
But, you know, we have been hamstrung by the weeks where we're not the national doubleheader network. Okay? This is my explanation, and this is my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. All right, okay. Go ahead.
The weeks we don't have a national doubleheader game, we are moving more games into on a regional week where we send every market in the country one game. We're giving a lot of people games at 4 o'clock as opposed to 1 o'clock. So the pregame show is not buttressed against a game. It's like it was a pre-infomercial show, if you follow what I'm saying.
Sure. Yeah.
No, like, for example.
What?
Not this past weekend, but the two previous weekends before that, we had 50% clearances at 1 o'clock as far as games go. And that's, by the way, this is a good strategy if you're trying to, you know, promote your game rate. And it, you know, I knew it was way too much for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. I have had access, thanks to Charlie. I saw your math SATs, and I knew this would be perfect.
All right, listen. All I'm saying, my only point is, you know, get the numbers up. Get inside.
The 4 weeks we've had regional weeks where our numbers have been
okay.
Really down.
Just get inside.
The weeks that we have doubleheader games, I'll have you know, Dom, we're up.
Okay, listen, Jimmy, I have no problem with the show. I'm saying
you knew you were going to get the. I mean, go
Jimmy
inside.
Has,
you know, yeah, I mean, it's kind of, he wants to give his side of the story.
Go back
inside.
It's
a complicated thing. That's a great example of why you don't, you know, you just rather not sit and sound like you're making excuses, you know what I mean? Because it's there is a real technical reason why there are some hits we're taking. And,
think about getting some...
It's a good strategy. I understand why the network's doing it, but...
Think about getting a beauty model to, you know, to do the weather for you.
You think that would help?
Absolutely.
Listen, I know this. I know that girl on Fox doesn't know anything about the weather, and I don't care about the weather.
Right,
okay?
Exactly.
I really don't care, but I watch her. What's your Rob knocking off? What is it? Our boy in the studio, Rob Spiewak, while we've been talking to you, he's been drawing pictures of Hangman's Noose.
Yeah.
He's been drawing a picture of a guy putting a gun in his mouth.
You behave yourself, Rob Spiewak.
And the new picture he's just drawn is of you in your garage with a car running.
That's horrible, Rob.
Because I want to tell you.
That is not funny.
Jim Nance has not lost it, Rob.
And he is a friend. He's a friend of this show.
Where are you guys coming up with all your bad information?
I am a fan of Jim Nance. It's just I'm worried about Jim. This, you have to agree with me, doesn't sound like the Jim we've had on the show for the past 2 years.
Because he just worked
out. You know what? Maybe it's these rock and roll headsets, because I wear them all the time. You see, I'm on one right now.
All right, Jimbo, listen. You're a good, proud CBS man.
As are we.
And we urge everybody to watch your show, the NFL today, even if they leave you outside with those dumb headsets.
Absolutely. Watch the NFL on CBS.
We'll keep watching you. And you're right about this. When we did the pizza about a month ago, you kicked our ass.
Hasn't he always beaten us?
I think no. Hey, Mike, I whipped out last year. You guys beat
That's
me
right. We did
time.
Beat you. You had to give money to our charity, right?
Well, hey, what are you guys coming to New York again?
Rob has just drawn a picture of you jumping off a cliff.
That's horrible, Rob.
Will you stop it, Rob.
Jim, I'll tell you, when you get into the studio, I want you to have my permission to smack Rob Spiewak, our assistant producer.
We're going to be back.
That'll be the main reason I'm coming down there.
We're going to be back in New York in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So if we could possibly schedule you to come in and in person that day.
No, I'll be there.
That'd be outstanding. Now,
we're talking like 2 weeks from today.
Yes, and Broyhill would know better than I, but I think so.
Absolutely.
We are playing for charity. We bet money on these games.
Yep, Jim's the only one we do this with.
I think you're down two games, as I recall.
We are, and at the end of the year, the charity will receive money. I'm playing for the Cancer Society. Mike's playing for...
Lupus Foundation.
And Jimmy's playing...
I'm playing for my Three Amigos Foundation.
Three Amigos. Okay, we have five games.
Which is for cancer and Alzheimer's
now,
research.
This is usually Don and I have our own individual picks, but this is when we actually combine our picks, right?
Yes.
We do that, all right.
We will confirm, because it's us against Jim.
Very good.
Because you guys are down so much, Mike, now you've decided you guys can team up here.
Hey, Jim, that's the way we did it the last time.
All right, and we have our five biggest games as selected by our producer, Charles Broyhill. The first game we're going to be picking is Pittsburgh at Tennessee. And, Mike, we have to pick Tennessee.
Oh, no, Don. No, I'm kidding. Of course,
okay,
yes,
right.
Tennessee.
All right, Jimmy.
Tennessee's the best team in the AFC, so Tennessee.
Okay. Our next game we're picking, the Redskins at Arizona.
Got to go with the Cardinals, Don.
Come on. The Redskins.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm picking the Redskins.
The Redskins.
Come on now. I think you already locked in with the Cardinals if you said that.
Absolutely not. Jeff George is going to have a big game for the Washington Redskins.
He was joshing you. We will take the Redskins.
Albert Connell scores 2 touchdowns, Redskins.
All right, here's our next game. Denver at New York Jets. Mike, please go with me on this one. We will take Denver.
I picked Denver also.
Excellent.
And I'm so glad that you did. New York Jets.
There you go. There we part company
good.
There.
Okay. You got a chance to get back in the game now.
Okay. Kansas City at Oakland. Mike, we should go Oakland.
Be careful. This is going to be a very close game.
You sure? I picked Kansas City.
I got a ton of Kansas City players on my fantasy team.
Well, listen, if it makes any difference, I'm taking Oakland, so you guys might want to take Kansas City. Just
all right, then my pick with Mike against you will be for Kansas City.
Kansas City.
But in my regular pool, I'm picking Oakland.
Okay, very good.
And the last game we're picking is the Monday night game, Minnesota at Green Bay.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Got to go with Minnesota.
All right, so
you guys have a chance to get back even.
Yes, we do, and we shall.
What are we, of course, this is for entertainment purposes only, but what are we putting at stake?
What is the dollar value?
Didn't we say like $20 a game?
That was $100.
All right, Jimmy. If that's listen, big boy.
Okay, we'll make it 20. Let's make it 20.
No. Let's make it 100.
How about 50?
That's a deal.
$50 a game. Come on, boys.
50.
I mean, $100 a game. That'll add up to like $1 million. I had very low math SATs.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's settle at 75 a game.
75-50.
I'm just so glad you guys aren't pandering anymore, trying to get me to mention your name on the air.
No, certainly not.
Actually, our ratings drop could be pinpointed to the exact moment I mentioned your names last year.
Listen, I want to tell you something.
He's still stewing on it.
Okay, listen, you know what? You pull your ratings up, and then I'm going to ask you to mention our names because I'll know someone's watching.
Hey, this past weekend we had a big rating.
You know what? We had
a 3.5 rating. It was huge.
We should say right
we're
now.
We're fine. Don't worry about the rating. We're fine.
Around Thanksgiving time, you know, I'd love to hear a repeat performance.
Yes, we would like to hit on your Thanksgiving show.
Try it up this year, boys, I've got to go co-host the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade coverage.
Oh, you've got that gig?
What, was Kevin James busy?
Now, who tapped you for that?
I wonder what Rob's drawing of me now.
Now, who are you co-hosting with, Jim?
Christine Baranski.
Christine Baranski, and you will be doing that. Are you looking forward to that gig?
You know, it's, I've done it twice before. I did it in 94 and 5 or 5 and 6 with Tyne Daly. I enjoy it. And actually, it leads right up to our NFL Today coverage, so I'll hop out of the bubble up there at Columbus Circle and run over to our outside studio.
All right, we'll get...
Hopefully we'll be inside by
listen,
now.
Nancy, get back inside. You know, we're big fans of yours.
That will be passed along, and I know that we're probably close to doing that in a few weeks. Anyway.
We're big fans of yours.
So, I'll tell you what, when we do go back inside, I want you to know, Don, I want you to sit home and say, uh-huh, see, they listen to me.
And then watch. Then watch everything happen for you, Jimmy. Everything
well, no,
turns
hey, listen, the ticker is going in the right direction.
Okay.
We just did a 3.5 rating last week, and what do you want?
Well, okay. we love having you on the show. There's nobody we have more fun with, and thanks for coming on.
Well, I am right now. I want you to know that November the... 17th?
Yes. Is that
I've got it down.
All right, we'll
okay,
see.
Okay, now, how many hours do you want me in the studio?
How about just one break? No, you know what, Jimmy? You can come in as long as you like.
Is there an honorarium attached to that?
No, we will not be able to pay you for your services. I guess he will be coming by for one break. Yeah,
hey, listen, right. I'll be happy to come by. Maybe we'll do an hour or something.
Okay, hold on a second, please. And bring your tranquilizers.
And I'll come to collect to my Three Amigos charity there.
Fantastic.
We'll be four games down.
We'll have our checkbooks open.
All right, boys.
And you know what? Maybe after the show, maybe we'll go out and have a drink together.
Yeah.
How would you like that?
Well, Jim, when's the last time you went out and got real crazy?
You know what?
You know, the kind of stuff that might make the papers the next day.
we'll go out. Our great show after the
all right. That's the deal. Hold on, please, Jimmy.
Okay.
You know, we do like that guy a lot. That's Jim Nance. He's a host
good
of
guy. Good guy.
The NFL Today on CBS. He's back on hold. Christ, he's a mental patient.
Oh, it's funny. You do that because, you know, he gets going on that so much. That's funny.
You know, it's somebody...
Rob, the satanic Rob Spiewak going into overtime.
The pictures, my God.
And then you getting on the microphone, I really like you. you're drawing pictures of him sucking on a tailpipe on an automobile.
I like you a lot. Grace, you might as well nominate himself for an Air Award. Jesus, that's how poorly that show's doing.
Oh, my God. Hey, but maybe they'll move back inside. Do you think that's the key?
No.
Oh, God.
No, I don't.
You want the chesty weather girl.
Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, no. Actually, no, since that would be a direct ripoff of Fox. I do think they have to get rid of Horsemouth Randy Cross.
Amen.
And I do think that you have to have better chemistry between Ditka and Glanville.
Here, here.
You got to do that. And absolutely. And frankly...
But, you know, even if it was a ripoff, I think getting a Chesty Weather girl for every NFL show would be fantastic.
If Jim was as loose on that show as he just was on this show...
You know what I hate about coming to New York? I'm reading this crap that Rob is writing down now.
Well, you got to do what I do. I just ignore it.
It's so funny.
You know, because he writes like, what did he write here? And add Tyne Daly to the cast. You know, I mean, he writes stupid crap like this all the time. You just got to ignore him.
Ignore it, all right.
You just got to ignore him.
Totally ignore it.
But if Jim got that big 2x4 out of his ass and was relaxed on television like he is on this show.
He has a great time when he comes on this show. Right. I like it when he gets a little edgy with us, too. That's fun.
He'd be much better. Anyway, thank you, Jim Nantz. Watch him this weekend on the NFL Today.
Today.
The only reason they don't have good ratings is because of mumbo jumbo he gave us the top, double headers.
Sure,
yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay, a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone too.
Yep.
The chocolate inside the dash, that really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here. They have a thin candy shell. Surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Where is Peter Johnson?
Hey, Pete Johnson.
Somebody grab Pete and bring him in, our engineer.
Absolutely. We want to talk to Peter Johnson.
Our New York engineer. We want him to dial for transvestites, but first I want to find out how he enjoyed his lunch experience today and see if he remembers all of the different things that we told him we do to our wives when they don't listen to
us. Yes, absolutely. I hope he's not in coffee break. You know, as soon as we got back from lunch, it was time for Pete's coffee break, so he had to leave as soon as we got back.
Yeah, he was sitting out with all the other engineers, including the one that looks like Jerry Van Dyke.
They have a union, you know.
Yeah, and they have a very strong union,
yes,
don't they, Buzz?
Yes, they do.
Unlike our union.
Yeah, Pete was talking about his vacation that he accumulated and how many sick days he got and all this. Very, very good union talk.
You remember when he was saying, and even if I come to work and I have the sniffles or I have a headache, nobody ever says to me, Pete.
Good job.
Good job. Just because I don't stay at home when I'm not feeling well.
Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. Peter Johnson.
All right, take microphone number 3 there, Pete. Peter.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Here he is, our New York engineer. Of course, you saw him on Jenna and Shiloh's website when he was getting his wonderful two-girl show.
And he had a delicious lunch at the Red Eye Grill with us today.
Here is Peter Johnson.
So this is how I pay it back now? I get on the air?
Sure. Absolutely, yes. Pete.
Pete, let's find out if you really retained a lot of stuff from lunch today. Remember when we were talking about our wives, how we get our wives to obey us?
Do you remember that discussion, Pete?
I don't know. I was eating at the time. I'm not sure.
Okay, hold on. How did I tell you that I get my wife to obey me? What do I do to her?
Something violent, I think.
Yes, but you...
something violent.
Do you remember what it was that I said, told you?
Oh, yeah, with a cigar?
With a cigar, that's right. Now, when Mike's wife misbehaves, do you remember what Mike did? It involves water.
Oh, he dunked her in the toilet.
In the tub.
Yes, right. Very good, Pete.
Do you remember Rob Spiewak? When Rob Spiewak's wife gets out of hand, how does he handle her? Do you remember?
Think clean.
That's right.
It involves soap?
He blocked it out. I knew he would.
I don't know.
Bar of soap and a tube sock, Pete.
and
what did we say that Buzz Burbank did to his wife?
I don't think he did anything.
Yeah, but what did we say he did?
Remember we made something up?
Remember what she couldn't wear?
Like this is all not made up.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It's all fiction. Pete, you didn't think we were serious. We wanted to make sure you didn't.
Remember
think
we told
serious.
You Buzz cut his wife's toes off?
In a snowblower.
Oh, yeah, right.
Snowblower. How did you enjoy your time at lunch with us today, Peter?
It was very interesting.
what was the highlight of your lunch with the Don and Mike crew today?
Next time I'm going to have to take notes. I know that for sure.
Very good. Absolutely. What was your high point? What did you enjoy the most about?
My point was when the steak came to the table, I started carving it.
And you had mentioned to us that you had a...
started carving it.
You had been given a turkey sandwich today for lunch. Turkey sandwich on 2 pieces of...
Of rye bread.
With no condiments on them.
And you had
would discuss your trip. See, we retain everything you said.
And you said that because we were buying you lunch today, that you were just going to leave the sandwich in the WNEW refrigerator over the weekend.
Now, that'd be about a total of 3 days that sandwich would be sitting out. Yeah. You plan to have that for lunch on Monday?
On Monday. It'll be good Monday.
It'll be good Monday. All right. Very good.
If it was together with other, like, mayonnaise or whatever, I wouldn't eat it.
But it's a dry sandwich that can last the weekend.
Right.
And the meat juice won't get into the bread?
No.
And, Pete, you in fact... Goddamn, you look like Floyd the Barber.
Floyd the Barber.
Also, there's a little of that guy from SCTV, a little of that...
Eugene Levy. Little Groucho Marx.
And just a touch of Joe Paterno.
Little Joe Paterno.
Yeah, that's the new one we think you look like is
Joe
Paterno.
Really, a combination of Floyd the Barber and Joe Paterno would be perfect.
Now, what we'd like you to do here... We need you to get right on that microphone, Pete.
Because we do a little feature on this show with our guest, Pete, that is called Dialing for Transvestites.
Now, what we're going to do is call a 900 number, and after I tell the girl that she's on the air, you're going to tell her that your name is Peter, and then you're going to tell her that, well...
Pauline, maybe.
Yeah, we'll tell you what to tell her.
You can say your name is Pauline. And you're a very pretty girl.
Where did my magazine go that has the ad in it? Here it is. Wait a minute. Hold on. There we go. Got it. Okay. Now, you're going to be calling as a transvestite. Do you know what a transvestite is?
I'm not sure.
A transvestite is a man who dresses in women's clothing,
okay,
Pete.
Right.
Okay. And I like the fact that you're not sure. It shows your incredible level of innocence, which will add, I think, to the comedy value of this bit.
Okay. What's a guy got to do to get an outside line here? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, speak to us.
You know, I don't know what I got to do to get a goddamn outside line here.
Have a little trouble with the phone.
Yeah, hello?
Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I've been trying to get hold of you. Check this out. You know how you guys been talking about bowel movements, and I know you're interested in endocrinology or how people do their poops?
Of course, always.
Okay, check this out. About a month ago... After I heard, you know, how Buzz and everybody else was talking about their poops.
Yes.
I did a poop that was about 5 inches long.
Right.
And when I, you know, obviously when I wiped.
Right.
I wiped, I looked.
How do you feel about this conversation, Pete?
I'm not sure.
Well, no, wait a minute.
Hey, Pete, when's the last time you had a nice BM? Let me ask you, Pete Johnson, when's the last time you had a nice BM? Really?
It's been a long time ago.
It's been a long time ago since you had a nice BM?
I'm not even sure what a BM is.
It's a bowel movement.
Oh.
Yeah. A bowel movement. When's the last time you had a nice BM?
This morning.
This morning. Very good. Okay. I had to think about it, though.
Good answer.
Okay, so what I did was, you know, I obviously had the bowel movement, and I looked at it because I remembered what you guys had said.
Hey, can you move a little faster, sir?
Yeah.
What's the point of the story?
My bowel movement was two-toned. I had...
Okay, don't worry about it.
Stop eating crayons.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
I'm just trying to find a phone line where I can make an outgoing call on here.
So we can have Pete Johnson, otherwise known as... What would your girl's name? What would you like that to be, Pete?
You know, Pete, I can only make the call I need to make on line 4, 3, 2, or 1. I can't make it on those.
Why?
Because it's a 900 number.
And so the calls are coming in at such a level that we can't get an outside line.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, well, there's a line that's free. See, now that's not...
But I don't hear a dial tone.
How come I'm not getting a dial tone? Pete, you're an engineer.
Pete is looking at the phone with a quizzical expression on his face right now.
No, there is somebody on that line. Because there's somebody on there. Okay, thank you, genius Pete. Hello.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Am I on air?
Yes.
Hey, I got a question for you. What in the hell makes a... What's in a magazine... That costs $35. What in the hell do they put in that?
It was hardcore pornography, sir.
We couldn't tell you because we didn't buy it.
We didn't buy it. Didn't think it was worth it. All right, here we got it. Good luck, Pete. Pete, what would your girl's name? What would you like it to be?
What do you mean, as a girl?
Like Patricia, maybe?
Patricia, yeah.
Patricia. You're okay. Patricia, and you're wearing a lovely cocktail dress.
All right, now we need you right on top of that microphone, Peter.
Because you're going to talk to the transvestite.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ. Hold on. Come on, baby.
Come on.
Wait for that dial tone. There it is.
Come on. What the hell was that?
The phones are having a meltdown right now.
What the... What the F was that?
Now, when you did it before, we had no problems whatsoever.
I know.
We just have to wait a bit for the dial tone.
Now, I can't even get a dial tone, though.
Peter, these phones are going screwy. Pete, while we're waiting for the phone line here, let me tell you, your name's going to be Patricia. You're going to be wearing a cocktail dress.
I cannot even get...
And high heels.
Okay, now, is this going to be a woman that's going to be...
It's going to be a man. Hopefully, it's going to be a man dressed like a woman, but we can't get an outside
line.
Forget
it. I can't get a goddamn line to make a goddamn phone call. I mean, this is so frustrating. Pete, this sucks.
This is terrible.
Listen to what my aunt is saying, Pete. Listen to this.
All right, hold on. Listen to this.
Listen to
this. Here you go. All right. Oh, dear.
Try.
Oh, man, just nothing's working.
Damn.
Nothing is working.
Can't get a dial tone there either.
Damn. You're right, Buzz. I can't get a dial tone out of my ass.
All right, anyway, we're going to try. This is going to be the time. Don't you have to run dial 9 to get outside?
Not on these first four lines.
Okay. All right, we're calling the number now, Pete. Here we go.
This is going to be a winner.
Patrice.
Hey,
all right, finer. Here we go.
I'm burning up waiting
Jesus.
For you. This service is brought to you.
I think I just crapped my pants.
Oh, dear.
I think I had a little dollop come out. What, Pete?
So I'm supposed to...
Yeah, right up close to the microphone, Peter. You should know how to use the microphone. You're an engineer.
We'll tell you what to say.
After the tone.
But basically, you're a guy who wants to be a girl.
And your name is
if
Patricia.
If you own a rotary phone or do not make a selection, you will automatically be connected to a fantasy girl for one-on-one talk.
All right.
At only $4.99 per minute.
Here we go. Get ready for fun.
Using your touchtone phone, choose from our steamy and erotic five-choice menu.
Here's the menu.
Press number one for live one-on-one action with a beautiful, sexy, horny girl.
No.
A dominant mistress.
No.
A luscious lesbian or bisexual.
No.
Or a sizzling female. For just $4.99.
That's what you want as a female.
To choose from our hot girl fantasy menu, press 2. To choose from our dominant menu, press 3.
No.
To choose from our transvestite transsexual fantasy menu, press 4.
Here we go.
There we go.
To share adventures with bold and beautiful transvestites.
It's funny already.
That know what it takes to drive men like you wild with passion.
Ego.
Press 1. To talk to gorgeous women and transvestites who enjoy talking to men who are not afraid of exploring their feminine side and love hot man to she-man action. Press 2. In order to receive the hottest service available, we need your authorization. So, at the tone, please say your first name and I am authorized to make this phone call.
Patricia.
Patricia.
And I'm authorized to make this phone call.
Authorized to make this phone call.
Thank you, sexy. Remember, you can push the star key at any time to talk to a different fantasy girl. Please hold on a second as we connect you. I know you'll enjoy the call. Hi there, baby. Why don't you start unzipping your pants and grab a hold and hang on? We're locating your hot dream girl right now. She's taking her clothes off and getting herself extra hot and sexy. Just...
Hello?
Okay, go ahead, Pete.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. My name is Tony.
Tony, I'm Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. You sound so good, baby. I love your voice.
Well, you know, I'm new at this, so I'm not sure, you know, how to go about this thing. You know, I'm trying this, so I'm hoping it works out.
That was very fun, you know. I'm a very beautiful transvestite. You know, have you ever party with a drag queen before?
Not really. I'm new to this, so, you know, I'm a man just trying to... I'm not comfortable being a man, so...
Yeah, you should try to dress up. What do you have on right now, sweetie?
Well, I just have some shorts on and a cocktail dress.
Yeah, Patricia, you have a cocktail dress right now?
Yes.
What do you have on the bottom of it? Do you have a nice panties?
I'm not wearing anything underneath.
Oh, I'd love for you to wear some lingerie for me, some nice panties, Patricia.
Tell her you hate your penis.
I hate my penis.
Tell her.
Who's that talking to you?
You're in a dormitory.
I'm in a dorm here.
Are you in the dorm right now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You guys sound so loud.
Yeah, I hate my penis, and I wish I had a vagina.
I want to be a pretty girl.
Are you a pretty girl? What kind of hair do you have? Do you have blonde hair?
Dark hair.
You have dark?
I want to be a pretty girl.
I want to be a pretty girl.
You want to be a pretty girl? Oh, you sound so sexy.
You're pretty sexy.
A pretty sexy girl.
Hello, my girlfriend is also here.
Uh-oh.
Yes, she's also a drag queen. You want to talk to her?
Yeah, sure.
Well, dressing up. Hold on, okay, baby?
Sure.
Doing great, dude. Doing great. Now, when she comes back on, I want you to, again, start.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Patricia. Who's this?
Hi, darling. How you doing? My name is Julie. Sweetheart, how many people are on this line?
There's a couple of people in the room behind.
Unfortunately, sweetheart, we can only do the call with one person, talk to one individual.
Well, you're only talking to me. There's only one person on the phone, but they're behind me.
Oh, I need to go. There's only one person with you, yeah.
Okay, it sounds like, are you guys on like a speakerphone?
No.
Do you have like a conference call going?
No, so don't be so curious. Yeah, so tell her you'll get rid of the conference call.
Okay, you have
to. Right, we'll hang up.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hi. So I'm on by myself.
Okay, did the other ones hung up? Because
yeah.
I didn't hear it click.
Yeah, they're off.
Okay. All I'm going to do is I'm going to pass you by to my friend. It's just to figure out we can only talk to one person from the beginning of the call to the end of the call.
Okay.
Okay, one moment.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, baby, are you looking at my girlfriend? She's very spick.
All right.
Yeah, so do you have any dress on right now? You still have the cocktail dress on?
Yeah, my cocktail dress.
Your cocktail?
Yeah, the other one's a bitch.
Uh-huh.
She's a real bitch.
She's a real bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell she's a little slut.
She's a dumb bitch.
She's a slut. That's why she is a dumb bitch. Why she's on the phone, you know? You know, but my girlfriend was getting jealous and stuff. So what are you doing right now, baby?
I'm just in between things.
Yeah, but I want you to do... Why don't you want... You said that you hate the body part?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why was she so mean to me?
Oh, my girlfriend?
Yeah.
She's not mean. It's just the rules, and that's her fault. I'm just using it, you know?
Well, I like you better.
Thank you. I like you too, baby. She's just nasty. She's a slut, bitch. Yeah.
I hate my penis. I really want to cut it off. Huh? Can I send it to you?
You want to send it? What?
My penis.
Oh, you are so wild. I love a wild guy like you. Well, you would like to go to a doctor?
Are
you want to become a full girl, Patricia?
Are you dumb, too?
No, I'm not dumb. baby?
What do you look like?
Well, I'm 5'7", 130 pounds, long, light brown hair, green eyes, and I have a big surprise.
Can you wash me?
Of course I want to wash you.
I think I would enjoy that.
Yeah, what are you doing right now? I really want to wash you right now. Are you putting your clothes on?
I'm going to take my clothes off.
Why?
Well, how are you going to wash me?
Oh, okay. Who's taking off your clothes?
Can you wash my no-no spot?
Yeah. I still could hear you.
Hmm?
Yeah, I still could hear your friend.
They're in the other part of the room.
Okay, that's okay.
I have a dirty bung.
A dirty bung?
A bung. Yeah, dirty bung.
I heard you. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to take it off or wash it off?
I hope you would wash it off.
I want to rush you. Why don't you go around somewhere right now in the bathtub? You do have a wild imagination, don't you?
Just hot water?
Not warm water, not hot water. Warm water.
Any bubbly in there?
Yeah, I put some bubble bath in there.
Do you like my bung?
Of course. But I want to clean it up first.
You eat my bung, you bitch?
Well, let me tell you something. I will do anything to please my girlfriend. You'll be my girlfriend, don't you?
I want to be your girlfriend.
Yeah, because that's what I want you to be. If I'm going to give you a bath, you're going to make sure that I'm going to be your girlfriend.
Is that all you can do?
No, I could do much more than that.
You can wash my bum?
I'm going to wash it everywhere.
Will you
I want you to take off all your clothes and eat ass.
My poops.
Hey, you such a little devil. Did I bring the devil out of you or something?
I don't know. Maybe that's my problem.
I will do you to me. If you do me after you, that's the way it goes.
You got to do me first.
I'll do you. You're so wild. Well, let's go to the bathroom. You're so funny. Well, yeah, it's a matter of fact, the time of the month. Why don't you pull it out?
Don't laugh at me.
I'm not laughing. Claire, your friend are laughing at you, not me. Is your friend laughing at you?
I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah, they are, because you're wrong. Don't make me laugh.
You're stupid.
I know.
You're real stupid.
What about you? Hello?
Hello.
Patricia. I don't mean to upset
you.
Hello, baby.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
My bung is aching for your hot mouth.
Yep. Are you in the bathroom right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why don't you bend over?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do to me?
I want to see you. I want to wash you.
Are your hands real soft?
My hands are very soft.
Will
I'm
going to
wash you all over, and I'm going to change your diaper.
You going to change my diaper?
Mm-hmm. I want to change your little diaper, little boy.
You going to be tender with me?
Very tender. I'm very gentle, Patricia. You're a girl. I cannot be rough with you. I'll be rough with men.
You going to be my mommy?
Yeah. Take off your diapers. Put this nice sweet powder, baby powder all over your body. Hold you on my arm. Put you against my chest. And if you're being bad again, I'm going to spank you.
You going to kiss my rash?
I have some neon spray for that. And I'm going to kiss. How about you, Patricia? Patricia.
70.
You 70?
Yep.
No, you're not. What you doing in the dorm if you're 70?
I'm visiting some friends.
You're 70 years old and you're visiting some friends?
Yeah.
What about your legs?
Well, I like being with young people.
Yeah, are you gay?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Your name's Patricia, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm...
You never been with a guy
I'm just
before?
I just born the wrong way.
Huh?
I'm just born the wrong way.
Yeah? Do you have both?
You got too many questions, moron. Do herpes bother you? Hope not. I got herpes in my ass.
Who gave it to your friend?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I got a good thing about that or something.
Will you lick cheese off my nipples?
Huh?
Will you lick cheese off
whipped
my nipples?
Cream. I like whipped cream better. I will just lick it off.
Do you smell bad?
No, I smell good. Do you smell bad?
I smell good.
What do you have on? What kind of perfume do you have on?
Well, I just got some talcum powder.
You know why I put some baby powder on you already, you bad little boy? I need to spank you.
I have strep penis.
Excuse me?
Strep penis.
You are so wild. I've never met nobody like you before. Well, I like you.
You smell really bad, like a sweaty man.
You?
You.
Like a sweaty man?
Sweaty.
Why are you offending me like that? I'm not sweaty. I'm a woman.
Goodbye, okay. You stupid whore bitch.
I just gave her the goodbye one.
You're a smelly... smelly, smelly man.
Well, do you want me to be smelly?
Goodbye, you stupid whore, bitch.
Pete Johnson.
What can I say? That is the guy that did everything we asked of him today.
What the hell can I...
You are the man, Pete. You are the man.
That was grand, Pete.
Oh, that was so much fun. Pete Johnson, let me just paint the picture here. Pete's on the phone. He is saying nothing that we didn't have put. We put these cards in his hand. Everything he said, we're writing down for him.
Look at all these cards.
He read everything we wrote.
I have
for
a dirty bung. You sound really dumb.
Oh,
tell her she's a dumb bitch. I hate my penis. I want to cut it off. Goodbye, you stupid whore bitch. You're a sweaty, smelly man. You smell really bad. I have strep penis. Lick shoes off my nipples. Do herpes bother you? Hope not. I've got herpes in my ass. Wash my no-no spot.
Pete Johnson. Great job, Pete.
Good job, Pete.
Right. Pete, you get the joke.
Excellent.
We appreciate
job.
It. Good
that's,
job.
That's
Pete.
What we call dialing for transvestite.
Now you can go back and have another coffee break, Pete. Fantastic
All right,
job.
Thank you, Peter.
Pete Johnson, as always, always a pleasure.
Christ, I really got an ice cream headache.
Oh,
I swear to God.
We couldn't laugh out loud because they would have hung up on us, and we were just all falling on the floor.
You were
fell on the floor.
I swear to God, I fell on the floor. I was laughing so hard.
That was fantastic.
God damn, that was worth all the problems with the telephone.
Absolutely.
That was great. A break now, please. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I like my beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexuals flaming.
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
I know he asked me yesterday, but I was again, what the hell's so legendary about this place?
I don't know. It doesn't look very legendary. Lots of, garbage on the floor.
This is the sinkhole of New York radio stations. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, you guys got a great show.
Thanks.
I like the little twist about the guy calling the porn line named Peter Johnson.
Yeah, this is pretty funny, but that is his name.
That's his real name. And I mean, and you got to see this engineer. Unlike the engineers that we have back at home in D.C.,
Pete's been at it a while.
Pete is a real Jurassic in the radio business.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not lying. The guy, how old is the guy? Like 60 or something?
He's
like
up there, and I'll tell you, the thing is, he legitimately likes us. He gets excited when we come to town. We took him out to lunch today, and he delivers for us. He really does. We love having Pete on the show.
He just sat there and read those cards. Oh. God bless him.
Yeah.
Eat my bong.
That's just too, it's so wonderful when something turns out the way you expected it to.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey,
Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you could hear you guys in the background. You could hear you writing everything down as it was going, and you could hear...
These are weird microphones in here. I'll tell you right now, they pick up every little thing. They really do.
You could hear it all. You could hear you guys snickering and everything the whole time you were on with them.
It was
so great.
I can't remember a time on the show when I've laughed as much. When I seriously fell down, because anything we wrote down...
He'd read it.
We just gave it to Pete, and it didn't bother him at all.
Verbatim. Fantastic.
It was great. It was great.
What a great guy he is. Hello. Don and Mike should have caught Larry Michael. What a great guy he is. Hello.
I do.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Yes.
Hey, this is Brian from Waterford, Maryland.
Yes, hello, Bradley.
That was the most hilarious bit I've ever heard in my life.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I had to pull over when the guy was talking about the cheese on the nipples. That's insane. Y'all are crazy.
All right, thank you.
Y'all make my ride in the best. Thank you, guys.
What can I say? Everybody loves Peter Johnson.
Eat my poops.
Not at Mike's show.
Hello.
I was proud of a couple of them. Do herpes bother you? I have herpes in my ass.
Hey, Don.
Eat my ass scabs. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, I just wanted to know if you know about the recall on the side door impact from the Cadillac. 98 to 2000 models.
No, but listen, I'm sure if it's something bad with a car, it'll involve the car that I bought, because I'm cursed in that way. Thank you, though.
Okay, be careful, man.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
That was a concerned listener.
Oh, yeah. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is the mastermind calling you. I'd like to talk to Rob A. about his son.
What?
I'd like to sing to Rob about his son.
All right, go ahead. Sing to Rob. He can hear you.
As a snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning. Goodbye.
You know, if you're going to do it, do it.
Back it up.
Another baby child is born.
Here we get old.
I wonder if...
You're lonesome tonight. Maybe they're right.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. But I'd be a mastermind. Hello. All right, let me try this one. Hi, Don and Mike Show. I apologize. The phones are in a different configuration today.
Yes, they're very small.
Hello.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
You guys, I used to work for a transvestite hotline, and that was absolutely hilarious.
Well, that's good. You're an insider who enjoyed the joke.
But see, I'd have to say you didn't surprise the people who worked there because you wouldn't believe this stuff we hear.
Oh, listen, and we know that the goal of the people on the end of those lines is, no matter what you say,
yeah,
to keep you on because, you know...
Yeah, the funny part is bringing somebody in who would never do that normally.
Right.
Oh, it was hilarious. I'm a smelly man. You want me to be a smelly man?
Because we are, you know, we're charging to Ken Stevens' account, you know, whatever the hell it was, $4.99 a minute.
If anything, there was too much laughter from the transvestite.
Oh, my gosh. It's absolutely hilarious.
Eat my bong.
Hi.
You guys, the thing about, you know when you had the clip from Chris Farley, you guys always get these movie clips?
Yes.
Well, like, I have one movie clip that's between a lot of transvestites. I don't know why I just started, but maybe you want to record it from October Sky, because... My name.
You know what? You know what's difficult listening to this guy is the way he like chops up his thoughts and stops.
Right.
Like it's almost like listening to a tape stop occasionally.
What?
What are you saying?
See, my name was Jan, and there was a line. It was Jan.
All right.
You need it.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Let's talk to Don and Mike.
You're on the air with us right now. Hello.
Oh, hey, way to go. Don, baby, how's it going? That was killer. That was just beautiful. Stupendous. You are an artist.
Everybody loves Peter Johnson.
Peter Johnson, he's sweeping the country.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi there.
Hi there. This is Tom from Sacramento.
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. You should take a copy of that Pete Johnson tape and send it in for the Air Awards.
There you go.
Right.
Terrific.
No, we don't. Listen, trust me. We don't need the feedback from a bunch of phony freaking radio guys.
No need.
Who would never give a bit like that an award anyway?
Absolutely. They said that's not radio.
You know, that's blue humor.
You behave yourself.
They had a 60-year-old engineer say, "Eat my bung."
There's nothing funny about that.
Oh, come on. There's everything funny about that.
I'm Kent Brockman.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys rock. I drove up in Connecticut the other day.
Yeah.
Listened to you in Baltimore, then I caught the rerun in New York. It was beautiful.
Very good.
That's excellent. All
Thank
part
you very much for making it drive beautiful, guys.
Thank you. It's all part, all part of our master plan.
Yeah, master plan, mastermind.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi.
Move over to Miss Murphy. There is a new star in town.
Pete Johnson.
Everybody loves Pete Johnson.
PJ is the man.
And listen, and if you want to see Pete, and really, you know, all of the names that we've called him, all the people we've described him as,
right.
Joe Paterno is the best.
Yeah, Joe Paterno is the closest.
If you really want to see what Pete looks like, go to Jenna and Shyla's website. It's www.2xposed.com.
There's a nice picture of Pete during his two-girl show.
Yeah, it's got Pete on the floor wearing the penis chin mask.
Hi there.
And you get lots of shots of real Pete.
I'm not a fish eater.
You guys, hey, that is a Friday afternoon every week segment right there.
That's another thing you kept telling us at lunch today.
Right.
I'm not a fish eater.
I'm not a fish eater.
I've got a bunch of half-empty cans of paint in my garage.
I'd like the ribeye steak, please.
Hello, John. I'm Boy, you guys are fast eaters.
What are you talking about, hurting your wives?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you.
On your replay earlier this week, they had an episode where you called Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the guy you're not allowed to talk about. And the entire conversation aired on why you weren't supposed to talk about him and so on. So I was just wondering that aired in New York. And also,
somebody's thinking too much.
I don't know. What else can we do for you?
Your wife was mentioning a crook in your Johnson. They never played that out. She was mentioning it points upward.
Huh?
What are you doing?
You're talking about a tape show.
Right.
What is the point of this
call? They never concluded it. They never concluded.
I don't know.
One called in and said your penis points upwards.
What guy's penis doesn't point upwards?
If it's a good sex life, it should point upwards, sir.
Is it crooked pointing upwards?
No.
Is it you?
Why are you obsessed with Don's penis?
Why are you kidding?
Like, who isn't?
Never finished.
Listen, who isn't?
Never finished the conversation. I just threw in that little blurb. Everybody's points left, points right. You're pointed upward.
Yes, straight up. Listen, go to WNEW.com and you'll see a beautiful picture of my ass.
Maybe.
Okay?
Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Ah, that was a scary call.
I
goodbye.
Don't like him.
Hello,
maybe.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Brothers?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
B&M?
Yes.
Hey, switching gears a little bit, that was a great bit, but the other day you were talking about Kathy C. on the Today Show. She was on Letterman last night.
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to stay up late enough to watch it, but
I didn't watch it last night.
I don't know why Letterman continues to have Connie Lee Gifford on his show.
You know the reason.
Yeah, right, because he's got a big one in his pants for him.
Yep, still has the hots for Kathy Lee.
Wow.
It was like watching a train wreck. I couldn't look away.
I mean, did she?
Not wearing a bra, and she was doing like the Cher, you know, with her hand, moving her hand back side to side like Cher does.
With her hair, you mean?
No, not her hair. Her left hand was kind of up around her waist and going back and forth like Cher used to do.
I don't remember that. Did she sing? Did he let her sing one of her rock and roll songs?
That's all she did. She didn't have any interview. She just came on and sang, and that was it.
So when she was standing up singing, she was doing Cher moves.
Exactly.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, I'm glad I didn't say I watched it.
Hello.
A lovely story. Don Mike, last call. Hello.
Don Mike.
Yes, turn your radio down, please. Hello.
I was wondering if you guys saw the interview Susie Colbert did with Brian Cox.
Did you hear a moment ago when I asked you to please turn your radio down?
Sure, hold on a second.
He'll be right back. Happy Friday, everybody.
I just wait for him to go across the room.
Maybe he's right. He lives in a warehouse.
God damn, that's a long walk to turn your radio off.
It is.
He's on the other side of the room.
Jesus.
Yeah, okay. What? What?
Anyways.
And then take a big swallow. What were you drinking something?
And what not?
No, I had to run across the room to turn the radio down.
And what for? And what not? What?
I was asking if you guys had seen the interview Susie Colbert did.
No.
Cox.
No.
Well, you should have. It was extremely funny.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for leaving your radio turned up.
Bye-bye.
He was great.
Bye-bye.
Maybe he's right.
He's not right, Elvis.
Eat my bong.
Hi.
Eat my bong.
Eat my poops.
I have herpes in the ass. Eat my scabs. Oh, yeah, that was one of Rob's. I have strep penis.
You're a smelly man.
Time out. We do have a Friday favorite lying straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tell me, when that first show is over, will you still love me when I'm an incredibly humongoid giant star?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my hanging out with Ravi Shankar phase?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate sequin jumpsuit, young girls in white cotton panties, waking up in a pool of your own vomit, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet phase?
Yeah.
Okay, party. Bonus.
From the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
We are, and we want to thank everybody that came out to see us yesterday for the big diaper thing.
Yes, it was wonderful to see people on the streets of New York.
And, of course, everybody up here at NEW is really great to us, and thank you to all of them. Now it's time for a Friday favorite.
It's King Time now on
Friday
with cash for you.
Today, my guy, okay?
Really?
My man.
How are you?
How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
Good to see you.
Wow. W.
Good to see you.
George W. As
Don,
in.
How are you?
D-W-I.
Great to now. Come on
as
now.
As in D-W-U.
Come on now. It's not, you know, I've got integrity, and there's no need to talk about all that crap
listen,
I'm on.
I'm on.
Stand up. You mind if I stand up?
I'm on your side.
You are, Don.
And as a matter of fact, you don't have integrity. You have integrity.
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 Yeah, just want to say I'm so happy that you decided to go with me and you've shown faith in me to be your president. I think that shows a great deal of character. And character is a sign of integrity. None of these subliminal messages that are being sent out. You're a good man, and you're standing up for what's right, and you're going to make sure that I get to be president of the United States.
That's the goal.
Hold on a second.
What?
What is that bottle?
It's water, Buzz. Okay. You Democratic bastard.
Oh, listen, I want to tell you right something.
Now. I just think it's important.
They're all Democratic bastards around here.
I get this microphone to stand up. Microphone's not standing up.
I want to tell you something.
You know what the problem is?
The guy that's doing this impression right now is a Democratic bastard.
I'll tell you right
now. I'm not going to get a fair shake on this bit today.
Let me just say right now, Mike O'Meara is a Democratic bastard. And all the bastards. You know why you should vote for me?
Why?
Because I'm not a bastard. I'm likable. I'm a good guy. And I want to be president. And I think that I can be. And I'm going to be a strong leader. And
what?
I think I can lead.
Uh-huh.
And show people what I'm supposed to do as president. And I think you know that, Don.
Well, let me tell you something.
You've chosen me to be your president. And I can do it for you. I swear to God, I'm going to do it for you.
Listen,
I've got a special announcement. Huh? I'd like to make a special announcement if I could right now.
All right, my man G-Dub.
I'd like to tell you that there's something I've been thinking about on my plane when I was flying in here to do your show.
What?
And I'm making it right now. If I'm elected, there's going to be a new cabinet member.
Who's that?
So I'm going to make Don Geronimo chairman of the FCC.
Well, there you go.
Who doesn't like that? Thank you very much.
Who doesn't
How
like
you
that?
How you doing? Charlie Broyhill wrote me a nice letter. I'll never forget that letter you wrote me.
He wrote you a letter?
That was the kindest, warmest thing I've ever seen. He said, don't let the bastards get you down. Signed, Charles Loring Broyhill. I'll tell you right now, that was a special moment for me and my wife, Laura, and we're very happy to be here. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here because just a few days from now, let me just chew on my cheek for a second. Just a few days from now, we're going to make a very, very serious decision. Hold on a second. I need a little sip of water.
All right, let's talk about the drunk driving.
Hold on a sec.
Hello.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Everybody.
Yeah,
wants...
what do you want to talk about?
Okay, listen.
How you doing?
Good to see you.
How you doing?
Fun boy G Dub. I'm with you.
I'm a fun boy.
However, I want to tell you.
I'm a pretty girl. Yes, sir.
Eat my bun.
Hey, that was a funny bit with Pete Johnson. I was listening to the Secret Service agents and I were listening to your show, and I tell you, when you had Pete Johnson talking about herpes in his ass, that was the funniest damn thing I've ever heard. You know what fun is, and there's the time to think, and then there's a time to party, and I'm all for partying and thinking later. Sometimes I'll tell you right now, the people get caught up in this country with the thinking part, and that's not always good. It's good to have a well-rounded America, and that's my vision for America, is a rounded, like a ball, America.
I know you're making, I'm speaking to Mike now.
No, I know you're making...
I
want to go over the top, because you're the one that allowed me to come in here and do this impression.
I know you're making GW out to be a bit of a buffoon.
All my characters are buffoons, Don. It's kind of consistent. I can't come in here and be funny if I make him serious. But let me speak seriously about the things I have envisioned for this country.
Have you ever tried to do an Al Gore?
I've tried, but it didn't work. I swear to God, I tried, Don. I did. I really tried. But let's see. Hold on. You got to give me another door sound effect.
All right. Hold on.
That's all I came up with.
This is a great, great America that we've got here, Don. And this is the type of presidency.
Oh, you're right. You got the Bush.
See you later.
You got the Bush down.
There you go. He's a fag. He's a big fag.
Wow.
I'll just tell you right now. I know he pretends to be married, but he's a super deluxe.
Well, that impression sounded like he was a fag.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You want to bring him back in? If he wants to fist fight, I'll bring him back in.
All right, come on
in, Al.
I'll fist fight with you. You drunken buffoon. He's a drunken buffoon, and I don't want you to vote for him because he's a drunken buffoon.
Yeah, see you later, fag boy. There you go.
I know.
Nice to see you. Now you know why I didn't do the Gore.
I know why you didn't do the Gore.
But I've got a vision for America.
Listen, politics notwithstanding.
A vision that's making me hard.
I want to tell you something.
Right now.
Wow.
Look at me. I'm hard.
Politics notwithstanding.
I'm our next
That was a lousy, lousy excuse.
What was an excuse?
About the DUI.
Now,
when, you said, I didn't lie.
I was protecting my daughters.
I just didn't tell you.
I was protecting my daughters. I didn't think it was necessary to go into detail. I didn't deny that I've made some youthful indiscretions that I'm not proud of.
Right,
but I changed my tune, and I haven't had a... Hold on a second. I haven't had a drink since I was 40 years old.
Pass that bottle over for
sure. Sure, absolutely. Here you go.
What's it smelling?
That's not water. No, that's not water.
I wondered.
That's not
tequila,
water.
You ass, and Demerol.
It's a good mix.
So you're effed up right now.
I'm not effed up. I'm totally high functioning. I just want to guarantee people, if I'm your president, I'm going to continue to function at that high level. And people that think I can kiss my Texas ass right here on the button.
Wow.
Right there in the bad part, right where the hole is. I swear to God.
You're drinking right now.
I'm not drinking. That's just a little toddy that I have. You know, it's the end of the day. It's late in the day. I'm here on the East Coast, and we've been traveling. And I'll tell you, it's going to be nonstop traveling all the time, and I'm sort of a phobic flyer like that friend of yours, that fag Democrat. But I tell you right now, I'm very excited about the campaign and being your next president. It's great. I need a toddy for the body. I do indeed.
Okay.
Absolutely. So that's why I'm having it right now. But you know, let me just say.
What, George W.?
I've got faith in people and in, not in government. People make this country great.
What if you lose on Tuesday?
If I lose on, I'll be mad as hell. I'm going to be pissed off at my mother.
You're going to be.
She's the one that DeShito screwed up. We sent her out on the campaign trail. My mom with her white hair.
That was
pearl
a mistake.
Necklace, and I no, it wasn't. She's a good lady.
That was a
you
mistake.
Don't woo my mom, boy.
I think he's
who the hell are you?
Pearl necklace. His name is Rob Speedway.
Hi. George W. Bush.
Well,
nice to meet you. How you doing? How about this boy over here?
He's not going
to. That's Buzz Burbank.
Yeah, hello, how
Governor.
You doing? Nice
I'm,
to see you.
I'm good, Governor.
I just wanted nice I just want you to know personally.
Yes, sir.
I believe in Social Security for our senior citizens.
Really?
That's a super important issue for me.
It
and
is.
I'm going to make sure that your Social Security is protected. I know it's a concern for you and the other senior citizens in this country. And you just look my words, I'm going to stand and fight for your Social Security. Your Social Security is good for me.
You're going to put it in the stock market.
And don't pay attention to that. That fuzzy math. That fuzzy math is all full of subliminal messages. It's all a bunch of crap. I'll tell you right now. I'll fight for your Social Security, you
okay.
And your other senior
if you
citizens.
Lose, are you,
yeah.
If you lose Tuesday night, will you be drunk Wednesday morning?
I'll be loaded. I'll go on a four-dayer just right now because it's not going to matter anymore. And I know I won't have a chance again. I know there won't be a chance for me to be president. So what I'll do is I'll just drink my ass off because it won't matter. But right now, I'm very, very functioning and just very functioning and very committed to being your president and doing the best job I can.
All right, listen, GW.
My wife, Laura, and I are really committed to winning this election.
Sit down for a second. I've got to talk to you about your wife. How could you possibly...
Right.
Listen, and keep in mind, I support you. You got my...
Oh, my.
He's falling. Oh, my.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I fell on my ass.
Rob,
help
the governor up.
I wanted you to have a seat, not on the floor, though.
I thought there was a chair there. fell on his ass right now.
Oh, right over.
Jesus Christ.
All right, W, listen.
God damn, that's from the chair.
I have a seat. You didn't drive yourself here today, did you?
I got drivers.
Thank God.
And I'd just like to say a word about...
Into the microphone, please.
Secret Service.
No, the microphone, Governor.
Into the microphone, Doug.
I'd like to say a word about the Secret Service.
You're too loud in the microphone.
Hold on a second. All right. Let me just say, the people have been guarding me and protecting me and my family. My guards are the best guards since I was in that jail in Portland, Maine. They are good guards, and they take care, and they care about the country. And I do, too. And it's important
to
remember the country is the greatest country in the free world.
And don't forget,
it's a good country.
You can't have a country without...
Right. Yeah, absolutely. A president must have discipline.
C-U-N...
C-U-N Toledo.
Toledo.
That's funny. You're talking about the C word. That's a good word. That's a real good word.
Okay.
You got any pretzels in this dump?
Hold on. We'll take a break now.
Okay.
We'll take the first two calls. You know, I take it back. We have a challenger from...
the W's got to make...
From New York.
W's got to make a BM.
Okay, go ahead.
W's got to make a nice BM.
I know we got a champion from the Bronx, so we need one caller now to be the challenger.
Yeah, it's great to be here at the legendary studios of WNEW.
Phone number is 877-365-3636.
Go to... I'd like to tell each and every one of your listeners that are listening right now, if you care about the campaign, go to www.w.com.
All right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So what are you waiting for? Keep practicing. I'm hungry.
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, W. Let's light this candle.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
I love your show. It's great. Pete Johnson going to dial the bags again.
No, we're done with Pete Johnson. I believe he's off to his home in the Bronx.
Oh, it's a great town. I think it's good. I'm real ready for it. I'm ready for this game called Low Budget Jeopardy.
Right, Jeopardy. We have Jeopardy.
Hey, you want me to start?
Yeah, we have
to start this.
Champion and a challenger. Go, George W.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is George W. Bush. I want your trust, and I hope I earn it on Election Day. Now this is Low Budget Jeopardy. Enter in the studios of an accountant, Nova Profession. From Mount Clair, Virginia, let's say hi to Hope Holly.
Hello, Hope.
Hello.
Hey, Hope. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine, thank you.
Atta girl. I used to date a Hope one time.
Well, congratulations.
We had a great time. We got out, and I think it was back in, I was up at my father's place, and man, we got wasted.
Okay.
All right, hey, and now enter in the studio is the challenger, his two-time winning total.
He's a champion.
Huh?
He's a champion.
Oh, yeah, that's what it says right here. Yeah.
You are drunk, George.
No, let's light this candle before the hallucinations start. And our two-time champion's total is $95. A hospital biller. Good profession. I'm not sure what it is, but it's good. And let's say from the Bronx, New York, it's Joe C.
Let's go, Yankees.
Oh, Joe. Knock
it off. Joe, did you see my pictures on the web?
Oh, yeah. I wish you could have made it yesterday.
Did you see my beautiful ass on the web?
Yeah, great segment. Great diaper.
You didn't invent the internet, did you?
Hey, the Jets are playing the Broncos this weekend. I know what quarterback George W. likes.
Oh, he's doing a DUI joke because
playing Greece. Ass and ass. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to move on by that, all right?
Right up.
All right, how about you, Joe? We going to move by that?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Right, we're going to do it, okay? Okay, now entering the studio. All right, how about you, Joe? Now entering the studio as a host of Low Budget Jeopardy, a guy that just did a great job on the streets of New York and with the engineer. Let's say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, W.
Where are you?
I'm right here, W.
There you go.
I'm 2 feet away from you.
I'm sorry, I got blind spots.
I always remember to never forget answering the form of a question. I do live with my mom wearing clip-on ties. Hope I miss a guy. Call me Alex Lesser playing the game. Then it's LQ or Quizmaster. I would always call him George D. W. U. Bush.
Yeah, just call me W. It's good to be here. Thanks a lot. I'll tell you right now, coach, the studio will stop spinning.
Here are your categories, guys, and they are... Name that NBA coach.
NBA, fantastic. Great, great basketball league.
Sports broadcasting hotties.
I like hotties. I tell you, I really do. I don't talk about it a lot, but I appreciate a piece of ass as much as the next guy.
Name that dick.
Now, come on now. I don't want to offend Mr. Cheney.
New on home video or DVD?
Yeah, DVD. I got one of those. That's a fine invention. That's our technological, stuff that we got here.
And states and capitals.
That's fantastic. That's good technology stuff.
One more time. Here you go. They are. Name that NBA coach.
NBA coaches. Noble profession. Good Americans.
Sports broadcasting hotties.
Hotties is TV. That's good. I think that's terrific.
Name that dick.
Yeah, all right. I don't like that one.
Do it home video.
Yeah, videos and DVDs. It's good technology stuff.
States and capitals. Hope you're a girl. We like girls better than boys.
Hey, can I just say
start
this
with you?
Before we start, Don, I just want to say good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Hope and Josie.
I'd like to say good luck to Holly as well.
All right.
Hope. Thank you.
I'll try to be easy on you.
All right, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
How about what you put a sock in it for the rest of the game, huh?
Okay, let's do that.
that.
Attaboy, I hope we're going to start with you.
And you're going to put a bottle in it.
And I'm not for this. This is not the cards I was dealt. Your producer was straight with me, saying that I'd get heckled by this.
Well, listen, the champion's kind of a big mouth. I'll ask him to, you know, just wait his turn, please.
Just, I'm very personally offended by that, but I'll move on. Let's say we move on. Let's say what we want.
Hey, listen, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Here's to no more snide comments by Joe.
Attaboy. Okay, Joe, I'm pulling for you. Hope
cheers.
You do good. You're a good boy.
Cheers.
Okay, W.
Well, I'll pick one of the...
Chihuahua. Great, man. I just wish we had some jalapeno poppers right now.
Okay, go ahead, Hope.
I'll pick one of the two that I have a chance on, which is states and capitals.
All right, it is the capital of the great state of Florida. Oh, honey.
Hey, Joe C., it's your chance to steal. You got a chance to steal in that great state of Florida.
What is Tallahassee?
Tallahassee.
Right.
$1 Tallahassee, a state I sure as hell hope I carry on my brother Jeb's watch, because if it doesn't, I say I'm going to beat the crap out of him.
Okay.
All right, Joe, you're in control.
Decent capitals for two.
Wisconsin.
What is Milwaukee?
Sorry, Joe. Hope your chance to steal.
What is Madison?
Madison. There you go.
It's another battleground state, Don. I appreciate you bringing up all the battleground states. And I just hope your brother Jim and everybody else gets out to vote for me on a big day.
Not a chance my brother to vote for anybody.
He's not going to vote for anybody?
He's self-medicating right now.
Oh, I understand that. Okay, we can talk about that. All right, Hope, you're in control.
States and capitals for three.
It's the capital of the great state of Louisiana.
Sorry,
hope you didn't get that one. Joe C. from the Bronx, your chance. Go ahead, boy.
What is Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge,
$3,
yes.
That's a lead for you, Joe. It's time for you to take your category switch now.
I know it's going to piss you off, but name that dick for one.
Name that dick.
I don't like this one. I don't like that one.
He's America's oldest teenager.
From New York, what do you expect?
He's America's oldest teenager.
Who is Dick Clark?
Right.
That's $1. I love Bandstand. He's a great American. I like Dick Clark Productions, too. He's fueled our economy. All right, Joe, you're in control.
Name that dick for two.
Republican vice president nominee.
Who is Dick Cheney?
And a good man, and a kind man, and an honest man.
Yeah.
Man that, hey, Joe, I swear to God, I'll reach into that phone, I'll pull your larynx out.
I'm for this dick.
All right, $2 for you, Joe.
Name that dick for three.
Select again.
Washington Post radio reporter.
Who is Dick Ahern?
No, unfortunately, you had a half right, Joe. Hey, Hope, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Dickhead? I don't know.
No, I like that
answer
better.
No.
Major League.
Frank Ahern.
And Joe, you're in control.
You see, his name is not Dick, but he is
a dick.
We can agree on that.
That's funny. I like that. He's a major dick. Okay, Joe, you're in control.
Sports broadcasting hotsters for one.
Here we go. Monday Night Football sidelines.
Who is Melissa Stark?
Right.
$1 for you, Joe. You're building up a lead, and that's a good thing. Good for you. Select again, please.
Sports broadcast hotsters for two.
CBS POA on this show yesterday.
Who is Bonnie Bernstein?
Yeah. $2 for you, Joe. She is Bonnie Bernstein.
And
what
she
I
is
do to her? I'd like to pour caramel, hot caramel on her.
Really?
I would. I'd like to eat her like a candy apple.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Absolutely.
All the way down to the stick.
Hey, you're laughing like I said something dirty, boy. That's
no,
not dirty.
No,
you got a bad mind.
No.
You got to get your mind right, son.
No, I'm strong.
Okay, you keep it in your pants over there.
Eat
okay?
her like a candy apple.
Attaboy, I'm just going to have a little sip of the toddy.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. We're all even tempered now.
All right, Joe, go again.
Sports broadcast hot tays for Trey.
ESPN NFL matchup.
Who is, I don't know, Hannah Storm?
Hey, Hope, it's your chance to steal. It's a tough category for a lady. I understand that.
Who is this category sucks?
No, listen, any guy with a penis knows it's Susie Culver.
Did she say sucks?
Mm-hmm. She did.
That's not real ladylike, Hope, I'll tell you right now. Quit behaving like a C, will you?
Sorry.
All right, hey, Joe. Joe, you're in control.
Name that NBA coach for one.
Okay, coach of the Lakers.
Who is Phil Jackson?
Right.
He's a good man, good coach. Molder of mine. A lot of integrity. All right, Joe, you're in control.
All right, name the NBA coach for two, please.
Coach of the Knicks.
Who is Jeff Van Gundy?
Right.
You should know that.
$2, a good coach, a good man, and got anus eyes. Big dark circles under his eyes. Eyes look like asses.
Yeah, he's like a cadaver.
Yeah, real scary to look at. But his car didn't get hit by that plane exhaust, and I was damn happy about that.
Hey, do me a favor, send your next New York message to Jeff Van Gundy.
What?
What, Joe?
Nothing, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Name an NBA coach for three.
Sixers.
Who is...
guy.
Oh, but your chance to steal. Here you go.
Oh, please. I have no idea.
Oh, it's Mr. Larry Brown.
Oh,
coach
come
of the
on. Oh, that's 76ers. Right.
Come on now. Can't you do any better, Hope? I really want somebody to knock off this mouthy prick.
I have $2.
All right, go ahead, Joe. You're in control.
And I got 13. And let's go to nudes on DVD for one.
Stars Tom Cruise.
What is The Firm?
No, hey, Hope, it's your chance to steal.
All right, now, come on, Hope.
I'm totally drawing a blank.
Now, you've been doing that the whole game, darling.
Except the state and capital.
Hello, darling.
What a dumb bunny she is.
Oh, impossible, too.
Yeah, right, you're too late, darling.
I know.
I'd just like to say, in my administration, we're not going to have dumb bunnies. We're going to weed them out. We'll ferret them out. And I'll let that Clinton administration, by
okay.
God, with those dumb bunnies. I tell you, no, I'll be on a bunny watch. It'll be Easter early. We'll have an Easter egg roll early in a Bush administration.
Right.
You marked my goddamn words.
Hope you go again.
No, it's not my turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Joe, you're in control again. What a surprise and shock that is to the entire country.
Joe. Hope, this is your chance.
Okay.
I might be very, very bad at this category.
Joe, just pick.
New on DVD for two.
Stars Mel Gibson.
What is The Patriot?
That's right, oh, Joe.
$1. Was that
$30 in my head?
Hold on. Shut up, Joe. I'm trying to keep striking. I'm trying to keep the room from not spinning. And you're talking, and it's really distracting me now. What was the dollar value of that question?
How many fingers?
To New York City, George W.
George W., how many fingers am I holding
I
up?
I thought we didn't have a $4 category.
Two.
$2 for you, Joe. All right, select again, okay? And try to keep a sock in it, for God's sake. Miami of an oil man I once knew got a rig that I just wanted to push into the ocean. Go ahead, Joe.
Let's finish it up for three.
Stars Tom Hanks.
What is that thing you do? I don't know.
Hey, Hope, here's your chance to steal. Darling, I hope you do well. Sweetie pie. Come on,
I don't
cupcake.
Know.
You're a cute, pretty thing, but you can't
really
even come up.
Yeah, she didn't have a dumb as a box of rocks.
That's a shame. Dumb as a box of cotton balls.
It's Toy Story 2.
Like we would have known that.
All right.
Right.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, hello, both you dummies. It's only the number one rental in the country.
Hey, I think.
Oh, yeah, like I have kids.
Watch it last weekend.
Just shut the hell up, both of you. I want Hope and Joe to shut the hell up, or I'm going to kick you both out of the game.
I want you to drop them both by 50 cents.
50 cents. That means Hope. In your infinite wisdom, you have
$1.50.
That's right, and Joe's got
$1.50.
$14.50. You think you can do that, Joe? You think you can keep a sock in it?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Joe, you being difficult?
You get a head start.
So you take away 50 cents from
him. I'm taking a whole dollar away from Joe. You know what he did, Lord Quizmaster?
What did he do, W?
He was deliberately mocking me. I'd like to slam him down to $14. Can we do that? Can you help us out here?
All right,
$14.
Take another 50 cents from him.
$14 for you, okay, Mr. Bronx.
Right. Yeah, and buy a big bottle of Savoie.
You are still in control.
Hold on, please.
The game is over.
Told you guys. No, the game's not over. We got to play final low budget.
That's right. Darling, you use that mouth for something other than jabbering, okay?
Hold on. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Know something? After watching the mulattoes shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part, the ass.
Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
What, George?
He said ass.
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a good Republican, and he said ass.
We're going to play quite a low-budget Jeopardy now. Okay, Joe, are you there?
You know, I find it ironic that my opponent's name is the same as the name of a city that born a guy who somebody's father beat in the 1992 election.
It was Little Rock.
Okay, Hope.
But it was Hope, Arkansas.
Okay, Hope.
Yes.
Joe. Take away 50 cents from Joe.
All right, that knocks you down to $13.50. $13.50 for the big mouth from the Bronx.
Okay.
Hey, Hope, the less money I have, the more you have a chance to win.
Here we go, guys. We find a little bunch of Jeopardy.
You just got it all figured out, don't you, son?
I like to help the ladies, you know that.
Here's your category, Joe and Hope. Here you go. Your category is 26 years ago today. On November 3rd, 26 years ago. And hey, it was 26 years ago you got that DUI.
Yeah,
no. Or was it 24 years ago.
That's a century. It's a millennium.
26 right. years ago today, Muhammad Ali regained his heavyweight title by knocking out this boxer in the Rumble in the Jungle.
Rumble in the Jungle. Yes, I remember that.
All right, guys. 26 years ago today, Muhammad Ali regained his heavyweight title.
Hell of a party.
By knocking out this boxer in the Rumble in the jungle. Both Hope and George, please answer in the form of a question.
Joe,
and
his name's Joe. I'm George.
Well, I'm sorry. Hope and Joe.
Hope and Joe. I hope you earn your vote next Tuesday.
And good luck.
All contestants on Little Budget Jeopardy will receive some of my eyebrow hairs. You know, if you follow my campaign, you'll notice if you look at me real close, I got these funky, skunky eyebrows. Well, quite often they fall out. They do. They fall out on my chest. And I'll give them to you. To you, son, as a souvenir. That's right. It's my campaign souvenir. One of my eyebrow hairs. They're long. They're gray. And they're chock full of W's DNA. Now back, darling, to Low Budget Jeopardy with Alistair Beck Geronimo.
Thank you, W.
Thank you, Donald.
All right, let's go to our dumb bunny, Hope.
Okay.
She's still got a chance now. Hope, Hope, 26 years ago today, Muhammad Ali beat this guy up at the Rumble in the Jungle.
This is an absolute guess, because it's the only name I can think of. Who is George Foreman?
That is correct.
There you go, Hope. You double your score. That's a total of $3. $3 for you. Good job, darling.
Okay.
Fantastic. See, you use that mouth for something good.
Joe, Joe from the Bronx, if you've got it, you're the big wiener.
Who is George Lee Mean Grilla Machine Foreman?
Yeah.
So cocky.
Oh, yes. That means Joe's our champion again.
That's right. That means he wins again.
Oh, man. That's so. That's frustrating to me, but that's okay. Joe, I hope I earn your trust.
Can I hear you say cocky again, please?
That's okay.
Not a good game.
All right, fantastic. These right, two kids, they ought to get a room.
Listen, Joe, congratulations. Take your money. Hope, please, you know, don't get mad. Just go away.
Okay.
And here is George W. to say about your money and your prizes.
All right,
George.
First of all, Joe C. from the Bronx, we double your score to $27. We're throwing a $25 bonus to you.
Okay.
And then right on top of that, we'll throw your previous pay's totals. That adds up to a whopping pan load of money right there, somewhere in the neighborhood of $140. I can't add it up because it's all that fuzzy math.
Because you're on
cognac. It's tough to keep track of.
You can't
think
because you got
the wine. Shut the hell up, Joe. I swear to God, I'm going to kill you.
Hold on, Joe. Hold on. Hope.
Yes.
And Hope, there's some prizes for you. You ready, darling?
Yes, sir.
First of all, you bought a 26-week rental car. That's good for one free rental per week for 6 months at Blockbuster. The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson, is now available on VHS and Divot at Blockbuster.
Thank you.
But wait,
there's more.
You want a Fo-O Fighters prize pack. Don't miss the Fo-O Fighters.
No, no. The Fo-O Fighters, not Fo-O.
Right. The Fo-O Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
All right, the Foo-4-U concert live on Cox Cable pay-per-view.
Okay.
Friday night at 10 p.m. Customers who order this concert will get a free poster courtesy of Cox Cable.
Right.
But wait, there's more. And I hope if you don't shut up, I'm not going to give you your last prize.
It's not her fault. Joe's doing his own show.
Joe, I want you to shut the hell up, all right?
Cox.
What?
Cox.
Yeah, that is pretty funny now that I think of it. Cox.
Cocky, in it.
Cox, there you go. You want a Dunkin' Donuts coffee pack.
Thank you.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts today and try the great one. The new 24-ounce cup of delicious, freshly brewed coffee. At
thank
participating
you.
Locations for you, Hope. Congratulations to you, Hope. Not to you, Joe. And thanks for playing our game.
All right, thank
my
you.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
thank you very much. Appreciate it. And, well, W, that's it.
I just want to say it's been a pleasure, Don, and I know how much support you've given us, and we want you to be right there with us, and I want you to come to the White House for my inauguration and party in my blue room.
Only if we can get effed up.
Absolutely. We'll get absolutely smashed. I'll make you a margarita. You knock your balls off.
Always remember. And never forget, W, the Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
It's a production of Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Y'all take care now. Hallelujah. Oh,
need the buzz music now. Because it's time to go to Guy Birdley with the news in the comments.
Yes, it is.
Let's find out right now what the lead story is from Guy J. Birdley.
What could it be?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
oh, I know.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was verboten.
He made it up.
Is got to be W, right?
That's right. The question is, did W ever lie about his DWI?
Well, he just didn't tell us.
One report says he did.
Okay, we'll have that coming up. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
That's professional.
Hallelujah. The Don and Mike Show.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed, pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. And in fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
All right, listen, Friday night, we got trains to catch, planes to catch. Let's get right to Buzz with the news. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. George W. Bush has apparently lied at least once about his drunk driving arrest. This according to an article in the magazine New Republic. In it, the author quotes a reporter for the Dallas Morning News asking Bush if he'd ever been arrested. Bush replies, after 1968, no. The reporter says, what about before 1968? Bush begins to speak with the word, well, and at that point his communications director breaks in and says, wait a minute, I've not heard this.
Nice, Bush.
And then Bush tells the reporter he'd get back to him on this matter. Bush's DWI arrest was in 1976.
Well, you know, and I don't want to be the guy to apologize for W here, but what I heard, and if I just heard you doing the story right, and I'm listening with one ear and thinking about the show on the other ear.
Right.
The guy asked him, you've been arrested. He says no. Mm-hmm. The aide says, wait, hold on a second. Then Bush says, I'll get back to you.
Right.
Yeah, okay, all right. But it's not a case of him saying, no, I've never been arrested.
Well,
I mean, he did say, no, I've not been arrested. Then somebody said to him, don't you want to think twice about that?
He specifically says he was not arrested after 1968, which is not true. He was arrested in 1976.
But then somebody said to him, then his aide standing right there says to him...
No, that's in response to another question. What about before 1968? And then he doesn't get a chance to answer that.
You know what, Buzz? Excuse me. What? I'm sorry. I forgot. You're on that side.
Why did he say... What did before 1968 have to do with that?
I don't know why the reporter asked that specific question.
Did he have another arrest before 68?
We don't know. That question never got answered.
I don't know. All of this will be answered, though, on Tuesday night.
Yes.
When George, Lydia, and I do our dance, Wednesday morning on this show.
Well, Bush admitted...
And George, Lydia, and I come in wearing our matching U.S. Uncle Sam uniforms. When we come in...
That will be an interesting moment. You know, there's a little bit of me that would love to just see that moment. You know, I know I'll be unhappy if that happens,
sure. But
it would be fun to see that moment. But I have to also remember that that'll mean I'll be taking Tom Gavin to lunch.
Oh, I'm so far past that now.
Yeah, you know, but after yesterday, I will take Tom Gavin to lunch gladly.
Oh.
With a tape recorder, and I will buy him cheesecake.
Yeah, Troy stayed on the street for an hour in a diaper,
yeah.
And then have the pictures up on the web.
You know, originally when we were talking about it, that bet seemed like the lesser of the two. Oh, no.
Yeah, no way.
No, it's going to be anticlimactic.
All right, back to more of the liberal media.
Bush admitted to the arrest yesterday after years of ducking questions about his past. He's always just said he's made mistakes in his youth, but he's avoided any details. He said he never mentioned the drunk driving thing until now because he didn't want his daughters to know. Bush says he quit drinking 10 years after the arrest. His running mate Dick Cheney was also arrested on DWI charges twice when he was in his 20s. Bush says he regrets the mistakes he's made.
Yeah, but Al Gore's perfect.
He questions the timing of the story just days before the election. Al Gore says he has been ticketed for speeding.
I'd just like to point that out. Al Gore's perfect.
He did pay a $21.75 fine for speeding one time.
Oh, come on. Listen, get off it, Buzz.
All right.
You know what? It used to be all right with me when I was on that side.
Right.
That you would just present the news in this way, but you're not presenting the news in an unbiased fashion. You're presenting the news in a biased Democratic fashion.
These are the facts.
No. Do it straight down the middle.
Okay.
Your boy Gore ever join you and me and smoke pot? I mean, not with us, of course.
No.
But no, yes. Yes, Al Gore smoked pot.
Yes. Yeah, he's talked about that.
Yes, he has.
Right.
Well, why don't you, when you're balancing this out, why don't you mention, hey, you know what? Both of these guys had DUIs. Al Gore smoked pot.
Yes, and he has said that before, and we've reported on that. But yes, I'll agree with you again.
You can report that. If you're going to be fair, you can report that right now.
Very good.
Is this the real Republican you, or just the I want to win the bet?
No, this is the, it's coming down to 3 days before,
right.
And I thought I had this thing won. then they throw this crap at me 3 days before the election.
Right. You know, you have to think, though, that there might be a backlash effect with all this stuff. The only way they can really screw this up is if they go into this spin dance, because that is getting the alleged liberal media upset. And I watched that lady on the tarmac today, his communications director, and the more she spun, the more the reporters were getting pissed off.
I want to tell you, I know logically, deep down inside, I really, like I've told you, I don't give a rat's ass which one is president.
I know you don't.
My life's not going to change.
I know.
But because we've made this bet,
it's important.
And because I switched sides, and because I just lost the bet yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like, goddamn, I get up and I look at the picture of my ass on the internet, and the next thing you know is my man's got a DUI.
Let me ask you seriously, and we'll get off the serious political discussion, but I'm going to ask you seriously, do you think that this is going to be, that there will be a backlash? Because a lot of people are saying that, or do you think this is going to affect him negatively?
I don't think it'll affect him.
You don't think it'll affect him, and you don't think there'll be a backlash?
No to either one.
You see, Gore will be okay, it'll be the same, Bush will be okay.
Same election. It's just,
I don't know either. I don't think we're going to know until the day before the
election. All weekend, all I know is they're going to have guys like Buzz.
Yeah. So get used to it.
On every channel. Except the Fox News channel.
Let freedom ring. If you ever wind up on death row, you do not want this guy as your lawyer. North Carolina lawyer David Smith has come forward. David Smith. He's come forward to say he sabotaged his client's appeals because he didn't like the man and thought he ought to be executed. The good news, for the condemned man anyway, is that he hasn't been executed yet. His date with destiny is just over a month away. He's been convicted of killing a security guard. But quoting the lawyer, I decided Mr. Tucker deserved to die and I would not do anything to prevent his execution. This is the defense attorney. The lawyer's lawyer says Smith was sick while he was representing the convict and, quote, working under very difficult circumstances.
But these days you can't even get sick, man.
That's right.
You can't even get sick.
Maybe they're right.
I wonder if
you're lonesome tonight.
Buzz, you got to do this right now. Sorry about that. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Oh, dear. Can I break in?
Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. So this stuff really happens, and not just in movies. In Queens last night, a white Mercedes was forced to the side of the road by carjackers. Five men piled out of a gray car, broke out the side windows of the Mercedes, and grabbed a suitcase filled with $250,000 in jewels.
Suitcase full of diamonds.
Wow.
Next level, buddy.
A man in the Mercedes who tried to resist got a pistol whipping. Two of the five highway robbers then commandeered the Mercedes and sped away, followed by the attack car. Police later found the Mercedes, but not the bad guys and not the jewels.
The jewels are gone.
The jewels are gone. Do you or don't
you? Hey, hold on, I got a bulletin for my ass.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo. Extremely sponsorable.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. www.egars.com, hottest cigar site on the planet. Glad I could send one out there for the kids before the weekend. That's also courtesy of my lunch today at the Red Eye Grill.
Sorry, Bo. So, my question to you, do you or don't you want to know some of the things that will happen on the upcoming season of The Sopranos? What do you think?
I will not be able to hide myself from them, so go ahead.
Okay. According to the New York Daily News, we should expect the following events. Tony's sister Janice returns and has a big run-in with the Russian mob.
No, I hate Janice Soprano. What else?
But you love the hater, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I guess so. What else?
Christopher becomes a made man, and Uncle Junior's medical condition worsens.
Okay.
Tony's daughter Meadow loses her virginity to a young man who's half black, half Jewish.
Oh, boy.
How will Tony feel about that?
That should be a good story.
Tony won't like that.
And which was what? Half black, half Jewish? What?
And wife Carmella joins Tony for a session with his psychiatrist, Dr. Melfi.
So pretty, so put upon.
plot security is apparently not as tight this season on the set. The third season begins March 4th. Cher has angered Catholics with a new song that attacks an order of nuns The song is called Sisters of Mercy, which is the name of the Order of Nuns.
Well, if I could ask the nuns.
These are the nuns that raised her in her orphanage while her mother worked. The lyrics refer to the nuns as daughters of hell, masters of pain, mothers of shame, and twisters of truth.
Quote, every night the nuns would come around. They lay their mother down.
Quoting the lyrics, they always weave the web of lies and wrap you in their wicked spell. They use God like he's a weapon, but only for a chosen few, then hide behind pious faces like the guilty always do. Quoting the Catholic League, Cher, much like the rest of Hollywood, is trying to sell her CD on the backs of Catholics. It's reprehensible. End quote.
All right.
It's official. Kathy Lee really is banned from the Regis Morning Show. We told you before that the shows refused to let her appear as a guest, and this week we told you that the shows turned away paid commercials for her new CD.
Victory for Michael Gelman.
Well, now, an executive from Channel 7 in New York, which produces the show, says the program is avoiding Kathy Lee for now. He says they wouldn't mind having her as a guest someday, but not until after the show has established a new co-host for Regis. He says having her on now would be a distraction.
That's a zero-seat policy they have, incidentally.
Coming to a TV near you next year, a show called Who Wants to Be a Hooters Girl?
All right.
The half-hour syndicated game show revolves, of course, around the restaurant chain that features scantily clad waitresses.
Hosted by Fred Travellino.
Six guys.
I vote for Nadine.
Six guys compete for a date with one of those waitresses.
Mm-hmm.
J.C. Penney says it'll stop selling T-shirts that carry the word "What's up?"
What's up?
Penney's yanking the shirt out of all 1,100 of its stores after a complaint from the mother of a 4-year-old boy.
Wasabi.
J.C. Penney spelled "was up" with a Z, unlike the Budweiser spelling, which uses a double S. But the woman was just sure this was some kind of attempt by Anheuser-Busch to get kids thinking about Bud.
Oh, please.
J.C. Penney pulled the shirts because it says it values its customers' opinion.
Oh, God. Please, eat me raw with a flavor straw. One more, Buzz. Please, something to cleanse my palate.
Something to cleanse the palate.
Nothing but depressing news today. George W., Kathy Lee, J.C. Penney won't let What's Up shirts be sold.
Don't forget the one man's depression is another man's joy.
Catching lobsters has never been so easy. Thousands of them have been washing up on the shores of Prince Edward Island thanks to a big storm. It set off an impromptu lobster festival up there. But not all the news is good. Fishermen say many of the lobsters were carrying eggs that will never hatch.
They said AIDS.
Eggs.
Okay. Which could mean, I ate a lobster that age.
Could mean a lobster shortage to follow in any event.
HIV Newberg.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
This is not the best lobster I've ever eaten. The news and the comments. You know, I keep eating a lobster. You know, I'm gaining a pound. Thank you, Buzz.
You
clear these lines out now. I'm going to call 100, and then we get out of here. Phone number 877-365-3636. There's a hair in this lobster dish. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Fuck.
Yeah, yeah, really fuck.
This fucks more than anything that I've ever fucked before.
Only we can fly!
Broadcasting live from New York, New York. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's what I'd like for my Friday night, some Limp Bizkit.
Oh, yeah.
And now here's Fred Dirt's Burbank.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, Daryl Strawberry says he didn't fall off the wagon for his latest drug binge. He says he jumped. He told the judge today he did it hoping to end his life, which he says is no longer worth living. He told the judge
maybe
that
he's right.
He's quit his chemotherapy. The 39-year-old says he left a drug treatment center to use crack cocaine and the prescription drug Xanax.
Ah, the scholars.
He says the only reason he didn't take his life is that it wouldn't be fair to his 5 children.
I know the strawberries.
Former Indiana University basketball coach Bobby Knight is reportedly about to sign a 7-figure book deal.
There you go.
Bobby Knight.
Word is,
maybe he's right. Bobby Knight.
Knight would get to $1.25 million for a book about his successful and controversial career.
Controversial.
And finally, there's a new kind of slot machine in Atlantic City that helps you exercise while you lose your money.
Really? Hold on, Mike's got a message for you, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're so goddamn lazy on Friday, he didn't even get up. That would have been a... Igor's.com, incidentally. That would have been even better if you would have bothered to stand up.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
www.igor's.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Come on, Buzz.
Pedal and play slot machines first appeared last week at the Tropicana Casino Resort. They look like a stationary bicycle with a slot machine on the handlebars, but the machines also have monitors to tell you how many calories you've burned and how much money you've lost.
Terrific.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with the all-new episode.
Monday.
Let me say thank you to Nancy. Please watch the NFL today.
All right.
Noon Eastern, 11 Central on CBS. Also, our thanks to Pete Johnson today. Good sport. We'll be down for Transvestite.
Way to go, Pete.
And I will be on the Redskins Radio Network on Sunday. For the Redskins and the Cardinals. You can hear me there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, I'm caller 100.
Right. What's your name, my friend?
Scott Cleek.
Where are you calling from?
Waldorf, Maryland.
Caller number 100, and you've won the 26-week rental card. Good for one free rental per week for the next 6 months at Blockbuster Video. Go to www.blockbuster.com to enter to win a Sony PlayStation 2 Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home. Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you very much. Y'all are great.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back at home on Monday. Thank you, and good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Bud.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Rob.
JM.
Do that thing, please. And throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might make it after all.
Maybe they're right.
Maybe they're right.
Okay, we will see you Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Senators, you're going to say, be kind.
This is the Don and Mike Show.